Sports Radio 560 WGN.
Are they out of material already? It says 2 minutes left on my clock.
The Neil Rogers Show.
Power outage. I think they're out of material. That's why I spent all the time on this. It was fast, too.
Toll free for Dave and Broward. Or pound 560.
What's $500, Depot? You lose that much the first race in Hialeah today. What's the problem?
Anyone else on the show do not necessarily reflect those of WQAM, Beasley Reed Acquisitions, or the Beasley Broadcast Group. Now, Neil Rogers on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
Ad agency people are assholes.
You know that Neil Rogers is the one, and he doesn't listen to the show, so he won't hear this. I'll probably get it from George.
Well, he hears it sometimes.
Chuck Lindsay, yeah. Somehow he
manages
to listen to every word, switching CDs. And they must be short CDs. But anyway, Neil Rogers is the first one to rail away about professional courtesy and about being a professional in the radio industry, right?
Uh-huh.
The music's blasting down the hall. Hey, what the heck is that? This, that, and the other thing. A salesman comes in, interrupts him during the show. A word is misspelled in ad copy. And Neil Rogers is going crazy, ripping this guy to shreds, his family, the whole thing. So yesterday I come to find out that a fax that was supposed to be sent to me by Nat Moore, giving some details of where I'm supposed to be tonight, is sent to the wrong fax machine. I guess Nat Moore called the switchboard, and that's the number he got. And Neil reads the fax on the air, which is fine. You know, that's part of his thing, whatever. I'm sure he'd appreciate that if it was the other way around. And then at the same time, you would figure out a professional courtesy that the guy would put these details were important to me and at least return it to my box, which I do have a clearly labeled box here at the radio station.
Yeah.
So I asked George, I said, hey, George, you got that fax. I got to find out what I'm doing tonight. The guy was going to fax me some information. I understand that Neil intercepted it, and it turns out he tore it up and threw it in the garbage.
So you're pissed off at Neil because he did that.
Well, is that professional courtesy? This is the man. This is the poster child for professionalism in the radio industry. And I've told Duff Lindsay,
is
maybe
Duff going to yell at him?
Sit down and have a conversation with Neil.
Right, that's an effective way to work things out. That'll be good.
You know, I don't even mind if I have to piece the thing together like a ransom.
Yeah.
I'm working here. I'm trying to earn a living. Whatever. You can say whatever you want about me.
Only $50.
Out of professional courtesy from the guy that rails away the most. I mean, who gets more upset than Neil if something isn't done professionally?
So basically you're calling him a hypocrite is what you're saying.
You use the words. 5670560.
What, are you scared to use the word? You think he's a hypocrite? Say he's a hypocrite.
No, I don't even know if he's a hypocrite, because you know what? As long as it doesn't apply to him, this is the way he feels about people, see?
Which means you're a hypocrite.
No, that doesn't make you a hypocrite.
All right.
See, because you have to...
If you're going to insult him, do it right.
I don't even think he's worthy of being a hypocrite. I think he's consistent. He just doesn't give a crap about anybody else, which is fine, but then don't be crying. Don't go running down to Greg Reed's office the next time the music is playing too loud from Power 96.
All right.
Because they don't have any more professional courtesy than you do, Neil Rush.
Yeah, you know, the most astonishing part of the whole thing, he must be, maybe when you start ballooning up like that, you know, because I've been fat for many, many years, so it doesn't bother me as far as my brain is concerned, but when you start ballooning up like that and get real porky, it starts affecting your mind and your memory, your short-term memory starts going. I was talking about this on the air yesterday. We had the crossover, and as far as my intercepting your fax default, which he's at least 7 yards away, by the way, but don't have the balls to come and look me in the face and talk about this. But as far as intercepting the fax machine is like 5 feet behind me here. All the faxes that come to this number come to me right in this room. It's not like intercepting. I read it on the air. We had a little crossover for whatever reason yesterday, and I mentioned at the time, and guess what? Here's a fax from Nat Moore about, and I'm going to read it on the air. And he, did he say, I need that, by the way? Please save that for me. All the fax said was to reiterate that he's going to be there tonight, and we agreed on a $500 fee, and here's a list of the other 72,000 people that are going to be there. Dan Marino, Don Shula, Bill Clinton, Abe Lincoln, FDR, everybody who's ever born is going to be there, and here's this. Did he say he needed it?
No.
Save that for me?
No.
Like I intercepted this, like there was something surreptitious about the way I did this, like I sneaked in here in the middle of the night or something and intercepted a fax. When I talked about this on the air with him yesterday. Bop, 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 bop. You see, they must be really desperate there, you know, because let's face it, that schvoball is really boring, you know. I mean, everybody knows that. It's for Schwartz's. And there's nothing else going on. Nobody cares about the Marlins, which they finally figured out. They know nothing about hockey. I mean, you know, there were two playoff games last night. They know nothing about that. So what's there to talk about? So let's just rip Neil an ass, which is fine with me. I have no problem with that. But as far as the professionalism part is concerned and professional courtesy, Defoe, you just had bad luck. It was the wrong day. That ended the day before. Didn't I come on here yesterday and say, in fact, it's the I finally adopted the attitude you're supposed to have around here. After a year and a half of fighting it, I finally said,
I don't give a shit anymore.
And there you go. And I was in the happiest mood of, of my life yesterday. I'm rolling along. I mean, that's the way they all are. I mean, they don't seem to mind if they're blasting the music down the hallway. The word I'm using is pussy, of course. They're just too terrified to go down there and say, cut the crap because we're trying to do a show down here. But, you know, the excuse is, well, we don't care. We're just not going to be into that crap. We'll let Neil be the crap disturber. But that all ended yesterday.
I don't give a shit anymore.
Right. So it's just bad luck on your part, Defoe, because I just don't care about these things anymore. So just unfortunate that it was on the wrong. And not only that, but don't feel like I singled you out, because every single fax that has come here to this machine for the sports people, I've done the same thing. You're the witness. I tear them all up and throw them away. And as far as professional courtesy is concerned, the professional thing to do would be give all your people with your other 85 jobs, give them the right fax number to contact you. And stop wasting our fax paper in here. We got enough assholes out there that waste their fax paper every day. Seriously, if I had the money that it costs to chop down all the trees to, you know, to make the paper for all the fax paper that gets wasted in here, I could retire right now. I could get out of there here. But I understand, and I didn't hear any of your show this morning. We had little spy reports when I came in. The Depot was psychotic about that fax, about the Natmore thing that with the 4,500 other celebrities tonight and the $500 he's going to make, which he'll lose in two races at Hialeah. That's a good poll question, by the way. I was asking Joe Costello this, and it's a tough question. Which one of the following three here at our station do you think loses a higher percentage of his income? I'm not talking about actual dollars, because there's a great disparity as far as the incomes of the three people. But which one of the following three do you think loses a higher percentage of his income? Eddie Kay, Defoe, or the Humper? Huh? That's a tough question.
That was funny.
Yeah, well, easy come, easy go, I guess. That's interesting to think about. Huh? Well, do you have any thoughts on that?
Do you think any of them actually make money?
Gambling?
No.
Come on. No. I don't know.
They're
any
the expert.
I know one person in my life who I believe makes money gambling, and that's Ron Bash. He was at Pompano last night. I mean, this guy, that's what he does for a living. He's a professional gambler. And, I mean, he really plunges it in. But he was kind of quiet there last night at Pompano Park. It was like, you know, usually it's, hey, all right, yeah. Pretty quiet there. I think things at the Meadowlands couldn't have gone too good last night, Ronnie, so he made an early exit. But no, he's a good guy. But I think he makes money.
Fat Rich doesn't make money?
No. He will tell you that he makes money. No, seriously. I mean, Rich is a great guy. He's a good friend of mine, but he's got this thing. It's an ego thing. He will tell you, like when we left there last night, I always tell you exactly, if I lost $80, I'm not a big gambler. I won $30 last night, okay? To the penny, I won $30. And he says as we're leaving, yeah, I think that's about what I did too. If I would have said I lost $20, he would have said, yeah, I think I, you know, because that's just a thing. It's an ego thing because he went through that period of time like we all have where he was hot as a pistol. Remember? I mean, he couldn't tear up a ticket. He was winning like crazy for about a year and a half. And then all of a sudden the bubble burst and he came back to the real world. By the way, tell Defoe I got a fax for him. Don't we have it? Wait a minute. Here's another copy of the fax from, look at that. Oh, Christ. They refaxed the thing from Natmore, and I tore it up before I realized what it was. God damn it. What a jackass, you know?
I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah, me either. Hey, listen, you know, the $500 he would get for doing that thing, now just imagine all the food he'd buy and how fat he'd get. I'm trying to save his life. I'm trying to save this man's life. He's ballooning up just like the Bookster. That's going to be the next poll. Which one of those at the end of the year is going to weigh the most? He is getting right in that category every day. When you can actually, you know, when you see somebody every day, you don't notice mild nuances in the change of their appearance. But with him, now that we're up here on the third floor, I see him every day. You can see the expansion every day. It's like watching them build a sawgrass, which I did. You know, every day you see a little more, a few more bricks here. Man, oh, man. Boy, oh boy, he must be really raking in the big bucks. So what's he whining about so much? What is he whining? Life must be really good, as he says. Maybe even cashed a bet this year. Oh, I got all kinds of good stuff today. All kinds of good stuff. And don't lip off to me. 10 minutes past 10 at 560 WQAM.
I don't have to grow up.
I'm a Guns N' Roses kid, so I can always kill myself for something bad I did. It's gonna be cool when I kill everyone at school, 'cause my dad said it's okay. I'll exercise my right backed by the NRA that lets me be a Guns N' Roses kid.
He's a Guns N' Roses kid. I taught him how to shoot. Well, he really loves the sight of blood. Now ain't that kinda cute? I'm a homicidal Nazi redneck with a site on the internet. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. That's why I raised the Guns N' Roses kid.
All right.
Oh boy, it clicked for my gun.
I'm glad that you're a Guns N' Roses kid.
Ad agency people are assholes.
Okay, just a reminder in case you forgot. 1015 is 560 WQAM. Yeah, the Republican Party, by the way, is you know that saying about mom and how's it go? Apple pie, mom, and Chevrolet. Remember that as American as? Well, now the Republican Party has got their own kind of motto. They stand for guns, God, and hate. That's the new Republican Party. Thank God that the NRA was able to influence those Republicans in the Senate yesterday so they could vote down that bill, because God forbid we should have mandatory, on a federal level, mandatory background checks at those great gun shows. God forbid. We'll get to the OJ story in a minute, by the way, speaking of slaughter. I don't even know where to start, but let's go back to the end yesterday. You know, we have a lot of well-meaning people out there, and then we have some assholes too, but how can you take something as simple as the transaction I made yesterday and turn it into something so psychotic, and everybody, even though they mean well, they don't know what they're talking about? I've had this happen so many times over the years. You ask a question, I mean, if I don't know, I'll be the first one to tell you. I never had a CD burner before, okay? I got a great Panasonic right now, which that transaction yesterday, and it wasn't Boca Brian's fault. It was definitely the people at that Sam Ash place, whatever that is, that ash hole over there. They were the problem. There was no problem. He set up for them to get some nice free publicity, for them to get some business. I wasn't looking for it wholesale. You know, give me the retail price, whatever anybody else off the street would pay for it, and give them a little plug. And quite frankly, to show you how slow I am, I never heard of them before.
Other Sam Ash stores in the town were calling up saying, well, you should have come to us. We would have been over backwards. We would have delivered it personally.
So evidently it's the one up there in Margate where they had the ash hole problem. Because the other ones, and I don't know. Like I said, I never heard of them before.
And besides one guy who wasn't there the past 2 days, they never heard of you either.
But so anyway, to make a long story short, here I get the thing in here yesterday. Boca Brian paid, which, by the way, wanted to pay with a check, and they turned down. They wouldn't take his check. He paid with a credit card, which I guess they didn't bother to check. But at any rate, and so then I give him a check here yesterday, and it's all paid for and done. Nobody left town with the equipment, you know, $600 piece of equipment, which they send here. And I wanted to buy a bunch of blank CDs on there. You know, it would be like, if you bought your first VCR 25 years ago, and, you know, there was one blank tape. And, of course, back in those days, they would give you a blank tape, but it would be like a real short one, you know, like a 30-minute job, like a demo kind of a thing. And you'd have to go out and buy your own damn blank tape. And it would be like, so if you said to the guy at the Sound Advice or wherever it was, okay, I want to buy the VCR, and I want to buy 20 blank VHS tapes or beta, whatever you bought. And they say, oh, well, we don't, you can't get those. We don't have them. And you go, crap, I mean, what is that? What's the point? And so the last part of the show yesterday, I mean, turned into this big psychotic thing, and everybody meant well, including Bluff Lindsay, who brings me in a CD this morning, which I appreciate profusely, a TDK recordable CD, CDRXG74 for music only, yada, 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 and it's got the logo. Yeah, I got new times. We're way ahead of you, Greg. We don't miss a beat here, okay? And tell Defo to get his own goddamn faxes. But at any rate, compact disc, digital audio recordable, that's what it has to say on the disc. And that's it. I read the manual with my machine yesterday. It doesn't say anything about it's got to be a Philips disc. And we had people calling in here yesterday saying, oh, no, you can't just buy any other disc. It has to be a Philips disc. Remember that? Now stop and think of the logic in that. When you got your first cassette recorder, okay, maybe it was a Sony. Did that mean, because Maxell, I hate to break the news to you, TDK and Maxell, they don't make cassette decks or CD burners. They don't make the hardware. They make only the software, right? That would be like saying if you got a CD cassette deck, you could only play and record CDs made by Sony in there. And everybody would go, yeah, right. And the same is true with this. You look, you read in the manual. It's always a lot better to read in the instruction manual than listen to people calling in with all their bullcrap. I mean, I know that guy, that's revolutionary, but it's always better to read the, cause the people at Philips, who invented CDs, by the way, did you know that? Yes, it's in the manual. They're very proud of it. And the fact that they're from Holland makes them even better. But they tell you that here's the logo, and as long as this logo is on there, you can use these CDs to record on. There was a Philips CD that came in there, so now I'm running around frantically all over. I go to Best Buy, I go to Circuit City, I go all over the place. Do they have the Philips?
No.
No, but they got all these other ones. And I look in the manual, I see if it's got the logo on there, so I go back to Best Buy, I get a whole bunch of these. What are these? Where the hell is it? One moment, please. Where the hell are they? Christ, what did I do? Who's the, oh, here they are. Yeah, they're Memorex. Now, Memorex don't make CD decks, do they?
No.
Do they make stereos?
No.
TVs?
No.
No. But they, and it's a CDR74DA, and it's got the little logo on there, you know, recordable digital audio, etc. And that's it. And guess what? They work just fine. He has a script that can really sing, man. I don't know if he's hoochie coochie guys today. Listen to that. That quality is so spiky about that CD for me. You have no idea. It is crisp and quick, clear. You can almost reach in there and grab his lungs, you know? That's how clear it sounds like it's been around his throat.
Ad agency people are at
home. Don't live off the news. Oh, and this man sings a lot, huh? I didn't know he was an Indian. But at any rate, so there's a little Luis. And I'm glad that I selected that Luis thing to play off that particular CD that I burned right there in my house. I burned one. And a CD too. And I'm pretty goddamn proud. I am psyched. I'm whipped up to a frenzy about it. I'm so happy. Even though I had to go through all the bull crap yesterday, it made, I guess, for some entertaining crap, you know, killed a couple of hours. Got Boca Bryan suicidal. As if he's not already manic enough, you know, without any, I mean, what are they blaming him for? And then we get the facts from that, malcontent guy, whatever his name was, Mel, blaming him again.
Mel.
Yeah. Malcontent. Probably works for some ad agency on the side. And he's blaming, it wasn't me, it was Bo. Well, you know, we know you're trying to save your job now, okay? No problem. It's a great piece of equipment. I have no problem with it at all. And as far as any shortage of these discs, Memorex, whatever, yeah, Philips, you can go out and get them anywhere, okay? They got millions of them. Like there's some shortage of these, like these people calling in here yesterday at the end of the, and Bluff, who meant well, but of course he's a little behind the times, if you haven't noticed. He's, you know, about 10 days late and 200 years short. How's his desk coming?
No.
Oh, okay. But, I mean, he meant well, but he's telling me they're real expensive and they're $7 a piece and you gotta get them by mail order and he brings me in a number this morning. And I show him I got a whole bunch of these, Memorex ones here and they sound great. Yeah, listen. Jesus Christ. Man, what a piece of equipment. You wanna buy some cheap CDs? Now don't be pirating your CDs, okay? God damn it. Don't be doing this now and getting CDs and then making copies and giving them to your friends because that's really bad. That's because they're all terrified.
That's the American word.
Yeah, terrified. Peeing in their pants that you guys are all going to be doing that instead of everybody going out and buying, you know, for 12 or 15 or 18 bucks the original CD that you're going to be doing that. Stop doing those things. So that takes care of that one little problem there. Nice going. Congratulations. Excellent. Thank you, Boca Bryan, even though he had to go through a very traumatic, and I apologize to him. I don't apologize to Defoe because Defoe don't need that $500. Those horses are getting plenty of hay without all that help from him. The $500, and he's not going to wind up not going to that thing. I mean, with all the contacts that he's got, all these sports flunkies we got running around, they can't get a hold of Nat Moore. Who the hell is he kidding? He just wants to make it into a big cause celeb. Another reason to start ripping the crap out of me just because I said he's getting gigantic. I'm concerned about him. This crap that I don't care about other people. If I didn't care about other people, would I be concerned about Boog Shambi? I barely know Boog Shambi. And I don't dislike him. He's a good talent. He's got a good voice. He knows his crap. He does a great job on those Marlin games. I like the Booster. I would just like to see him live beyond the age of 25, whatever the hell he is, you know? And the same with Defoe. I've known this guy for 20 years, for Christ's sakes. Oh, he was always basically the same. He was never fat. He was never slim. He was a little on the slim side, actually. And he's ballooning up like a monster. He's killing himself. And the reason he's killing himself and he's able to afford those big, fattening, luxurious meals is because he's making all the money on the side, doing all of these things, all this extraneous stuff he's into. Everywhere you look, there he is. He's got that Saturday morning, the Sony, whatever, sports challenge. See, there's a plug for you, Defo. Do I listen to it?
No.
But nevertheless. And he shows on Whammy and every TV station on Sports Channel, Sunshine. Everywhere you look, there he is with Kimba Bojangles. And they got another, I don't begrudge him nothing. But he's eating himself to death with all that cash. That he's not, the part that he's not losing at the track. Whatever is left over. Here's Homestead. Hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. Let me ask you something about the Heat game and the New York game.
Okay. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil, what's up?
How you doing, sir?
Hey, Neil.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that call, sir? Can you believe what a jackass we got to start the show today?
That's sickening. I hate to follow that. Hey, about the Devo thing, I'm listening to both sides
Devo?
Now. I've listened to both sides.
Judy Collins.
Yeah, it's a song. I think you did the wrong thing there, buddy.
No, I did not.
But about guns, too.
No, let me say it again. I didn't do the wrong thing, but because you're a gun lover, therefore you want to
know. How do you know I'm a gun lover?
Well, it just sounds like it. Is that where you're going with this?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, I knew it.
Let me make it.
How did I know that?
I don't know.
How did I know that? See, if I would have said that the NRA was great, you would have said, nice going there, tearing up that fax on defense.
No, that's
see?
Not fair.
You're just a suckhole.
Wait, let me make a point.
Go ahead.
All right.
You're a suckhole, but go ahead.
States have passed concealed carry laws. Concealed carry laws see gun violence rates drop 30%. How do you explain that? Just a fact.
I don't know what the fact is. I don't even know what you just said.
Concealed carry laws. Do you like them or not?
Concealed carry laws?
Yeah, do you know what that is?
You mean, in other words, that let you carry a concealed weapon?
Right.
And you think that everybody should walk around with a concealed weapon?
Gun violence goes down 30%.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
It does. Go look it up, idiot.
Yeah, look it up. You look it up, okay? You look it up. Stick it up your ass, idiot. That's right. If everybody had a gun in there, a holster on their thing, like the old Wild West, idiot. See, that's what I'm saying right off the bat. I knew it immediately. As soon as he wants to take a shot at me, yeah, you did the wrong thing there, and then he goes into his gun-loving thing. Defoe, you can have that guy, okay? He's one of your people. Asshole. Not Defoe, this guy. Well, 26 after 10 at 560 WQM Hollywood.
Holy Mackinac! This is Joe Bowen, the voice of the Toronto Maple Leafs, and you're listening to the Hockey Authority, Neil Gott.
And don't forget, by the way,
ad agency people are assholes.
1031 at 560 WQM. I love those gun nuts, man. Those are my favorite people. The gun huggers, the gun squeezers, the guys with a real little tiny, like, weasel-like penises, you know, that have their phallic thing. Yeah, there's definitely a direct correlation between the fact that we got a lot more people running around with concealed weapons and the fact that violent crime is down. Right, there's definitely a correlation there. They showed a statistic on CNN a couple of days ago. I think the number was 55. Look it up, by the way, stupid. 55,000 and some people were killed with guns, handguns in this country last year. And in the whole country of Japan the whole year, I think the figure was 2 or 3 for the whole year. And you want to know why? Because nobody's walking around with handguns over in Japan or in most other civilized countries either. But it's a total waste of time because you'll never, ever break through this mentality. It is ingrained like apple pie and
that's the American
and God and hate. It's like just as ingrained as any of those other things. And Chevrolet, although I do like Corvettes. So there you go, sir. You don't have to worry about a thing because you got all your buddies up there in the NRA. They're paying everybody off, and they can't pass anything that makes any sense. So we got the New Times out this week, their annual best of and worst of and et cetera and so on, which is very talk about crime. Wow. Here's the best AM radio. Well, let's start with the best FM. Best FM radio personality, New Times, the pseudo-intellectuals over there. Pick a guy I never heard of. Al B. Silk on EDR, on Jam at 99.1. And they go on and on about him. Reader's Choice was Howard Stern, but New Times likes Al B. Silk. Best AM radio personality was...
Hey, stupid!
Hank Goldberg. See, we always like this, though. Like, like remember the year that they picked Phil Henry and the Readers picked me? See, that's good, because it gives the station a little bit of balance, even though some people claim I don't care about anybody else, which, of course, is a blatant effing lie. But, when people are getting fat, they start reacting badly and blaming everybody else. I know. Anyway, speaking of that, Hank Goldberg, it says his four-hour talk show weekdays on WQAM from 2 to 6 p.m. is ostensibly a sports program, but Goldberg's pugnacious punditry, woo, stretches far beyond the wide world of sports. One recent Tuesday afternoon, for example, the Hammer managed to pound on the following topics. Bagel Cove Restaurant, I was the only one there who didn't have blue hair, he said. Hialeah Racetrack, what's that skinny disease? Anorexia, an anorexic wouldn't throw up there. And the war between the mayors over the Miami Circle. Pinellas is getting on my nerves again if you can't see that he's grandstanding. His relentless self-assurance, whether he's touting a 30-1 long shot at Gulfstream, railing against Miccosukee Indian Gaming, or chatting amiably with a Panthers defenseman. I hate to break the news to you, but Denise Pond fans have never been a Panthers defenseman. But nevertheless, makes his an undeniable voice of authority. If you're looking for a truly independent, passionate, old-school chronicler of Miami sports and life, forget the Herald, trust the Hammer.
That was funny.
Reader's Choice, Neil Rogers.
Neil, God!
So there you go. That's nice. QAM, we went out all the way along there. Greg Reed was happy. He was trying to peddle this. We said, get out of here, Greg. We already got our own copy, okay? And he just turned around and ran out. By the way, did Duff come in here and sit down and discuss with me that situation about the fax?
No.
Okay. That was the best part. That was my favorite part. Duff Lindsay should come and have a conversation with me about my professionalism and whether or not I passed along the fax that I read to the man right on the air here yesterday. I read it to him. Did he come running in here like any time at all? Or did he come waddling in here, anything? Say, hey, you got that fax? Did he do that?
No.
No. But what he does is go on here the next morning, belly aching about the fact that somehow it never reached him, like I'm supposed to stick it in his box and the fax too, you know? Now, see, I told you, once we saw those mailboxes up there, do we have a mailbox?
No.
No. But now that the sports nerds have got a mailbox, now you see. So he's just using that as an excuse to lord over the fact they got a mailbox and we don't. But guess what? Do we care?
No.
No. That's right. See, I picked the greatest day in the history of my life to take that whole attitude, which is...
I don't give a shit anymore.
Yeah. That's my new attitude now. Starting yesterday, and I feel a lot better as a result of it. I got my CD burner. Life is great. Life is sweet. Which I think is his line. So anyway, in this disgusting best of, and keep in mind that these are the pseudo-intellectuals over there, okay, at New Times Magazine, the self-proclaimed pseudo-intellectuals. So you think that they would be outraged at things like this, but never. Here's the best radio station. Here's their choice. I mean, this is so unctuous, so unacceptable. But you know what it reminds me of? What did I do with that letter to the editor? I probably buried that thing by now. It's long. Oh, here it is. Newspapers prejudiced against Christians, says Carol Zarella in Weston. I was appalled that you would print the cartoon on April 26th depicting Christians as the enemy of the students or anyone else. Since prayer was taken out of the classrooms, violence has entered with many deaths and injuries. We Christians don't hurt people of different views. We pray for them. Yeah, that's what they said in the Inquisition, too, I guess. Following every disaster, the president or an official says, let us pray for the victims. Why is the Sun Sentinel so prejudiced? We Christians are constantly persecuted by the media. Yeah. They just pretend they don't get it, you know? Like, this is a Christian country, isn't it?
No.
Right. Doesn't everybody else have a right to a different point of...
No.
No. So the same thing with this particular issue. Best radio station, New Times Magazine selects 97.7 FM, unlicensed. Now, this is just above the column where they pick the best drug dealers in town. Isn't that one going to be next?
Yeah, I'm on.
Must be. This would be like saying the best arsonist, the best murderer. Well, we know who that is. I'll get to that in a minute. I'll wait till you hear this story about
Roy.
Oh, you guys better strap yourselves in today, okay? And don't lip off to us. Best radio station, 97.7 FM, unlicensed. See, when they're in the newspaper business, and you don't have to get a license from the federal government and spend millions and millions of dollars to get it, and equipment and all this other stuff, then I guess you can, have this kind of laissez-faire attitude about the broadcasting industry. It says, this is the real adult contemporary format. DJs play everything from Motown to hip-hop with no annoying commercials. Ads are rare on 97.7, though every once in a while an MC will plug a gig of his own or one of his buddies. But every business has bills to pay, right? Like this is a legitimate business they're talking about. This station is also interactive and community-oriented. Especially amusing are the rides. With a lively music bit, a DJ will ask a caller rapid-fire questions, and a caller will respond, example, will you give me money? Yes, I will. Yes, I will. How much will you give me? $20. During high school football season, callers bring their team pride of the year for all to hear. We're not sure who's running the show after the FCC raided the Liberty City studios in July of 1998 and carried away their 2,000-watt transmitters. But good ideas are like mushrooms that pop up overnight, and within a few weeks of the raid, the station was again on the air. When we got tired of the golden oldies and maudlin slow dance tune segments, we surfed over to 89.1 unlicensed for a more raw and less eclectic hip-hop format, but the signal's a little weak. So they like, over at New Times, they like illegal is what they like. That's what they like the best. When they get tired of some of the stuff on this illegal station, then they turn over to another one. Nice. Nice message that you're sending out there over there at New Times, you assholes, you morons. And you know something? I don't doubt that they're playing better music. I'm playing better music on my CDs now that I got my CD burner. But what the hell's that got to do with it? Jesus Christ. I mean, we're talking crazy people over there. And we get so much of this from the audience, too. Oh, yeah, well, those pirate stations are great. They're breaking the effing law. Not some little tiny, like, jaywalking law. They're cluttering up the airwaves that people have invested millions and billions of dollars to put legitimate commercial stations on here that are trying to make a living with crap, with whatever they want to put on there. And by the way, they're also using every goddamn word that's ever invented, which if we use it, we're going to go to jail. You can't. I don't even have time between now and 2 o'clock to mention all the goddamn laws that they're breaking. Oh well, yeah, but we like it. Great. Go to work for New Times. They like it too. Bunch of assholes. I always told you they were assholes. Thank God for CityLink, man. Thank God for them. They suck me. I suck them. Well, that's the way life works. I don't want to start getting too excited because then you think I care, and I don't. I don't care anymore. That's my new attitude, and I feel great about it too. Just like that fax, okay, Defoe. I don't care. If you feel bad about it, it's too bad. In fact, why doesn't he demand the $500? He's not going to miss out on that thing. He'll be there with bells on. Like he doesn't know Marino and Shula and all the other people that are on that list. Every single one of them was one of his sports nerd buddies. So what's the problem? Call one of them up. They'll give you the inside scoop. But he's got to make a big issue out of it, like I'm some kind of an asshole and son of a bitch, just because I said he's getting fat, and you are getting fat, okay? We're trying to help you, and you don't want to be helped. Always these people are in denial, you know? Like Fat Boy. We'll get into him in a minute. 20 before 11 at 560 WQM. Don't miss.
I like the wee wee.
The bloody glove.
Yes.
Glove. The bloody glove.
Are you?
I went to O.J.'s estate and something wasn't right. I took a walk on down the street and I took out my flashlight. And I suspected something funny when I saw spotted blood. Then I jumped over the wall and I knocked on Cato's door. He told me about some thumps he heard, so I looked around some more. And I suspected something funny when I found a bloody glove. A bloody glove.
Oi!
But I didn't tell Cato. A bloody glove.
Roy!
Whoa, 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 whoa. Next thing we knew, O.J. went on a low-speed Bronco ride. Now he's in an L.A. jail charged for double homicide. And I believe it's first-degree murder he's guilty of. It's because of a bloody glove.
Right. This is an astonishing story. Let me preface this story, by the way, with telling you a little incident that happened when I left here yesterday, okay? There's a tie-in coming. So as I leave yesterday, we have some inside parking down here, which, of course, being a big shot like I am, I have one of those special, whatever they call those card keys, those clickers, whatever the hell they are, so I can get on the inside, even though it's like wide open down there. But nevertheless, so I park down there, and usually 90% of the time if the spot is open, I wind up, because of the time that I get here, the one spot that's available that's covered happens to be the one on the very end there in a very tough spot to back out of. But nevertheless, I do it just about every day. So yesterday I'm going out to my car, and here's the water Nazi, Phyllis, and our program director, PG, our PG Pussy Galore, sitting out there on the bench chatting about whatever. And I had like a couple of words to the program director on the white card. Of course, not there because we don't speak. And so I get in my car and I'm backing out, okay? Now, backing from that spot, as you know, is not the easiest thing in the world. They have to back straight up and then make a little bit of an angle and then, you know, make your right turn, go forward a little bit because if there's another car parked there, which there always is, just about, and there was yesterday, and then back up again and zip out of there. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it's not an easy thing. And usually, if anybody is standing back there or they're sitting on a bench, they got enough common sense that when you're backing out of there, that when anybody is backing out, you get up and get the hell out of the way, and, you know, you let them go as far back as possible, because it's a tough squeeze. So do they get up and get out of the way?
No.
No. They're sitting there, pop, 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 you know, and so I'm watching in the rearview mirror, and now Duff is giving me, like, directions, okay? He's showing me with a hand, you know, come on back, come on back. And I'm not watching her, I'm watching him with a hand. And so I'm backing up and they're turning a little bit, you know, and all of a sudden I hear, ah! And I roll down the window, and here's the water Nazi. She's, I know you hate me, but are you trying to kill me? I said, hey, I'm just watching him. He's giving me the directions, the hand signals. And then, of course, she turned on him, and rightfully so. So it was Bluff that was trying to kill you, Phyllis, not me. Now, was I trying to hit her?
No.
But, well, just leave it in her mind. You know, something to think about. Now, I don't want to say who had a great line for this, by the way. I don't want to mention who came up with this line.
She's already got that handicap sticker on her van.
But anyway, I don't want to say that. That's bad. So then when I backed up the second time, stop! And, of course, that time it was on purpose. I knew I wasn't going to hit her, but I just put the fear of God in her. So anyway, moving along from that, I've told you all the stories about the water Nazi and how she loves to boss everybody around. She's got her own little empire back there, and she's been here 100 years and got naked pictures, and she's got her own little parking spot down there, and none of us even think about parking in there. So at any rate, come to find out that last night, our sales face person, not a sales hole, but our sales face guy. You know who I'm talking about?
Roy!
He never sold an account in his life, but he's the face man. Remember that memo I read that day about when they have trouble closing an account? They send
Roy
out there with a sales hole. Hey, yeah, and he schmoozes, you know, the ex-Dolphin, and that's good. He's a good guy. I like Roy.
Roy!
But, like everybody else, all the rest of us, he's not perfect. And one of the flaws he has is, do I dare say the initials? Do we know where they went to dinner, by the way?
Oh, man.
Do we have any idea?
In the Grove, but we can find out the exact
spot. Somewhere in the Grove, we'll find out the exact spot. Too bad we couldn't have found out ahead of time, you know?
We'd have promoted it.
Because I know where, you know, those old-fashioned pull chains they have in the toilet? You know what I'm talking about? Because Roy had dinner with O.J. last night in the Grove. And we have a whole core of little O.J. lickers in this radio station. Now, see, I happen to be one of those people. You know, that thing with James Carville and Mary Madeline or Magdalene or whatever the hell her name is, that's got to be one of the most bizarre marriages in history. She's a real right-wing bitch, and he's a real liberal, whatever the hell he is, bald-headed geek. And they're married, you know. They're probably screaming and yelling while they're doing it. You know, they're yelling, commie, fascist, whatever. So I'm just not one of those people that befriends. I just can't do it. I don't befriend right-wing lunatics. It's just not in my best interest. I can't do that. I just can't set aside those kinds of things. And the same would be if I knew somebody that turned out to be an axe murderer that would have murdered two people in cold blood and everybody knew about it. I don't think I could continue to be that person's friend. Now, maybe call me disloyal, call me hypocritical, whatever it was this morning I was being called. Fine, I don't care because, like I said, I don't give a crap anymore. Call me whatever you want. And so the fact that we have a core of O.J. lickers in this building disturbs me greatly. One of them, I don't want to mention her name, that almost got crippled yesterday, has got all kinds of pictures of this creep, of this murdering piece of turd, in her office all over the walls. And our sales manager, Screw Ann, and her good friend,
Roy,
also happen to be big O.J. lickers. There's the little fraternity, those three. But then to find out that when somebody in the building discovered that
Roy
was going to have dinner with O.J. last night, do I dare mention that it was Sam the Sham who hasn't shown his face in here yet? He's probably going to go into hiding for days now. What?
No, he has no shame.
No, you're right about that. He has no shame. Of course, anybody that looks like the dead Andrew Cunanan, why should he have any shame? He's probably on a houseboat right now. He's got an old copy of Sports Illustrated that's got O.J. on the cover. And he slips it to Roy and he says, do you think you could get him to autograph this for me? Huh?
He slipped it to Roy.
He slipped it to Roy. And then Roy slipped it to, oh, well. Oh, that was before? Yeah. Many times. We don't want to get into that. Oh, yeah, that's his business. That's between them. I mean, not figuratively. Well, literally, it's between them. Boy, there's a lot of crap goes on in this place, man. And you know what? Like I said yesterday, I've got a whole different attitude. I find it most amusing. I'm not going to get upset about it. Although I do get upset about the fact that we got assholes that lick OJ's butt. That to me, that's where I draw the line, you know? I can't stand that. And now that I find out that we got a, see, and the thing with Sam, that doesn't surprise me because a lot of the guys we got around here are groupies. The sports nerd people, they're groupies. Oh, can I get your autograph? You know, that kind of crap. Jock sniffers. But the notion that somebody wants that murdering piece of crap's autograph. See, you don't have time like to get my name spelled right in the Marlin program or do any of those other things or to have like a meaningful promotion for the radio station. He doesn't have time because he's too busy, you know, seeking glory holes or whatever he's doing. Getting autographs from famous celebrities, guys who once wore a jock strap, you know, all this other silly garbage. Morons. Like OJ.
Oh, man.
Maybe I'm wrong. Anybody out there would go to dinner with OJ? I bet you I know who would go to dinner with OJ. If OJ bought, I don't want to mention no names.
They stunk.
Yeah, there you go. He would go to dinner with OJ if OJ promised to buy. In fact, you know, I'd be real interested because OJ's fallen on hard financial times. I'd be real fascinated to find out who bought that dinner last night between
Roy
and OJ. Wouldn't that be interesting? Because if OJ's got money to be buying Roy dinner, then he ought to be paying, you know, the Goldmans.
Maybe they're still sitting there waiting to see who's going to pick up the check.
That could be it. Well, maybe Rimmer will show up one of these days. Maybe he'll just wander in by accident. Oh, yeah, can I grab that? Hold your breath, guys. 5670560, #560 on the mobile one line. I got a whole Todd Dreck thing I got to do here yet today. Oh, yeah. Major, major piece I got to do on that. I don't want to lip off about it too much, but, you know, in the past, I can only think, all the years I've been on the air, I can only think of a couple of times that I've ever gone to the extraordinary lengths of getting involved. One was with a satellite guy. Remember that? With a satellite dish? And then there was one guy who insisted on advertising, and I said no for years, and I never did. But there was another guy who got on the air, and they turned out to be a real pain in the ass, and we finally just blew him off, and it was a nightmare. And this thing that I got here with my friends at Culligan Water, who love the radio station, they love me, I love them, they, you know, we got a bottled water thing here, all the people up here on the third floor, they love the water, they love the Culligan people, they love the Culligan man, I got that water softener they put in my house, again, a nice silky shower this morning, my skin feels like I'm 100 years younger, and great drinking water, they're ecstatic to be on the air with me, and I'm ecstatic to have them, they're wonderful people, Chris, and a whole bunch of Goyim over there, they're great, but, we got Todd Dreck, and we got these agency people. I don't want to mention Mark Lipoff, because then Todd will go off again. You know, I don't want to lip off about that. I will just say,
ad agency people are assholes.
And I just foresee a disaster coming here, you know? I just see something really, which is unfortunate, because they're very happy to be on the air with me. I'm ecstatic to be with them. They give me great service at the house. They give us great service up here at the radio station. It's a match made in heaven. Only sales holes could screw up a deal like this. That's how solid it is. That's how great things are between me and the Culligan people. But leave it to our Todd Dreck in here and this guy, agency guy, who's a Schmendrick. And I just don't know what to do about it now because, of course, we have nobody involved in these things here. Is Ray Perry involved?
No.
Have we seen, do we even know if Ray Perry exists anymore?
No.
No. Our new sales manager?
No.
No. That we were going to see every Tuesday morning. He was going to come by. These were the kind of things we were going to discuss with him. Do we see him at all?
No.
Have we seen him ever since we came up on the third floor, except today he brought my Marlin tickets in?
No.
No. See, in this case, I do care. Ordinarily, I wouldn't care anymore, but in this case, I do care because they're nice people and they got a great company. It's a, you know, it's a natural. It's a great fit. But unfortunately, I'm getting fits because we got ad agency people involved and a local sales guy here that's running around the hall creating problems with everybody in the building, even the janitor. You know, the janitor he's mouthing off to about this stuff. That's what Jeff High told me. 10. Hey, listen, like I said, I don't care anymore. Oh. God, what a place. And like I said, it's great. It's the best place George and I have ever worked.
Oh, yeah.
Because nobody cares. 4 minutes before 11 at 5. And by the way, speaking of nobody cares, wait till you find out who's Hank's up there at the Preakness in Baltimore getting ready for this weekend. And on the ISDN phone line from Philadelphia, where he has his full-time job. Bill Zinfer fills in for Hank this afternoon, which is embarrassing. And then we got the Mad Dog, Jim Mand at 6 o'clock. 7:30, we got the Colorado-Detroit hockey game. You're selling your home, looking to buy one? Let me tell you about Buy Owner.
UQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
All right.
My anus. Hi, kids. Y'all like cutting little sinkers? That funny little sound that comes right out your sphincter? Want to copy me and do exactly like I do? Get paid for writing little songs about boo-boo? My brain's all gone. I'm trying to get my groove on, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I'm going to fart on. And Dr. Dre asked,
yo, man, did you pass gas?
Hell no.
Why do I smell ass? Man, you low class.
Well, since age 12, it seemed like I always smelled. I thought ripping gases and tooting was pretty swell. I got pissed off when I took my jeans off and farted so hard it turned my underwear backwards like crisscross. And every night I'm like, oh, dinner last. Then fart out my ass faster than a fat bitch who ate too fast. Smell this, honey.
Yo, dude, wait a minute. That's my girl, cuz.
I don't give a fuck. God sent me to stink the world up. My anus teacher wanted me kicked out back in junior high. Said the problem was something crawled up my ass and died. I shot him in the face with my vapor. The worst happened later when I covered his desk with used toilet paper. Walked in the strip club, my intestines were filled up. Mooned the bartender, took a dump in a tip cup. Went over to a dancer, had a fuck in her garter. She lifted her leg up, and I knew she was a farter. 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom's got more gas than I do.
Oh, baby.
I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about strange noises made on the crapper. You know you was dirt when the women rushed to leave. You tried to hold it back, but your butt needed relief. This guy at White Castle said it was pretty cool. But I had to go drop the kids off at the pool. My anus.
Okay, so what's that smart name? Mark Lipoff is in it. 4 minutes after 11 at 5, we'll get to him in a minute. 4 minutes past the hour at 560 WQA, and we got the Bill Zinfer show coming along for Hank at 2. Can you believe that? Bill Zinfer?
No.
From out of town up in Philadelphia?
No.
Who knows nothing about what's going on here?
No.
Anyway, this is interesting. I wish we had Whammy on for just 30 seconds again so I could show these two faxes. I don't even know how to describe this. It's the same fax word for word, which I was going to get to, by the way, my impatient listener out there. The first one is signed Barney, and the second one is signed. He says,
"Oi,
Barney," at the end of the first one. Then the second one, in different type, in different font, it says,
"Oi,
an atheist." Well, maybe he's progressing now, because we found out yesterday that the atheist closet boy, that door is locked tight, tight as a drum. I mean, I read that letter from Holly Doherty, which I've saved. Religion is not the issue. That great letter to the editor in the Herald yesterday, and the amount of response we got on it, we could have stuck in your room for the Soviet army left over in there. I mean, no response at all, which I'm going to take a poll about that in a little while, by the way, because I think that George and I have been whistling in a fart storm for a long time. But, you know, I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop talking about those things just because the majority of you are just too boneheaded to understand them or just too terrified of death, too much of a bunch of pussies. Anyway, it says the weekly magazine edition of the Washington Post says that according to a national survey, many Americans already say they'll be talking to God when the year 2000 dawns. Maybe they mean...
Oh, God!
The survey found 36% of those interviewed say they'll be praying more than usual to usher in the new millennium. 27% say they'll seek spiritual guidance, and 25% claim they'll go to church more often on or after December 31st, 1999. The survey also showed that Generation X, late 20s, early 30s, are significantly more likely than elderly people to believe the new millennium is significant from a religious standpoint.
Boy!
34% of Generation Xers believe this compared with only 22% of people over 60. Not surprisingly, Southerners are more likely than people living elsewhere in the U.S. to discuss the new millennium at church. Yeah. And as Barney, the atheist or whoever he really is, says, it should be percent in all categories, obviously. I mean, we're changing the date on a calendar. Oh, gee, I tear this up. Somebody might need this. We're changing the date on the calendar. And as George pointed out, which I've never really thought about before, until the year 2001, we're not in the next millennium anyway. It's still the 20th century. I want you to stop and think about something, okay? When you talk about, when you count in tens or in hundreds, okay? You don't count the number zero, do you?
No!
No.
You start at one. So counting in numbers, whether it's years, whether it's eggs, whether it's roses, whatever it is, it starts with one, it ends with 10. The next 10 starts with 11. Are you following? I mean, I know this is terrible, and don't blame me, blame George. He's the one who pointed this out to me a couple of weeks ago. I never gave it much thought.
There was no year zero.
There was no year zero. The 21st century doesn't start till the year 2001. That'll be the first year of the 21st century. Does anybody talk about that?
No,
because there's all this other hype going on. It has to do with all these computer chips set, you know, for the year 1900 as opposed to 2000. With that, that's a computer thing. That has nothing to do with what century it is. Oh, boy. I hate to break the news to all those Y2K people with their big movies coming out this summer, and it's not going to faze anybody anyway, because that's always what the American people say. Don't confuse us with a fact, mister, okay?
That's the American fucking way.
That's right. The 21st century don't start till the year 2001. That's the first year of the 21st century. Just like 10 is the last number of the first group of 10. It's not 0 through 9. So how can 99 be the last of a group? You know what I'm saying? Do they understand what I'm talking about?
No.
Of course not. Because I'm peeing on there for, oh, gee, you're confusing us with the facts again. We hate you for that. Yeah, I know. Like all that God bullcrap. And like dying. Oh, no, no, that's too depressing. Boy. Okay, and like I've always said, what you see is most definitely not what you get. And if you don't believe me, just stop and think about Ricky Martin for 20 seconds. It's far enough away from lunch. What you see is definitely not what you get, whether you're looking on top, on the surface, or on the bottom. 8 minutes after 11 at 560 WQAM. If you need...
Planet where apes evolved from men.
Yes.
Incredible.
Each little snake and poison, each little wasp that stings. He made the cookies venom, he made the orange wings.
Oh. Are you sure?
All things foul and dangerous, the Lord God made them all.
All right.
Each naughty little morning, each stinky little spring.
Oh!
Who made the spiky urchin? Who made the shark ages?
Roy!
Days, several months ago, when our good close personal friend in sales
Roy!
Was suffering from those bloody oozing stools and we thought it was some special diet, the Lord was punishing him for his the OJ thing. That's what it was. And like yesterday when I almost backed into the water Nazi there, right the downstairs here on the first floor, the Lord was giving a message there, a clear and present warning about stop consorting with OJ and get those stupid pictures off the wall or you're going to be needing that handicap sticker in that van. You know that make-believe one you got on the rearview mirror there? What is it?
She has a back problem.
Yeah, so do I. Hunch. It's just a hunch. So anyway, yesterday we did the show and I started and I read that great. I was all whipped up to a frenzy. I had my new attitude. I'm born again experience thanks to my close friend Geldy who, we had a little conversation in the tea room. I got religion. And Holly Doherty from Sunrise wrote the greatest letter to the editor ever written, not just in terms of what it says, but because of who she is, a very brilliant freshman at Piper High School in Sunrise. Nice going, Holly, who's out of the atheist closet. She's an honor student. She's vice president of her class. She's involved in sports and this and that. She's a real whiz, and she's great, and she's got a brain. And so I asked for a response on that, and come to find out, you know how many atheists, how many real people we got in this audience, including that one goofball from Hollywood yesterday that called that convoluted old fart? I mean, he meant well, and God bless him, et cetera, and so on, because tonight. But that call was tragic. So we've been whistling into a, we've been farting into a windstorm, you and I. So I thought about this, and I said to myself, let's take a poll. Huh? Let's take a survey. And I got three questions here, and I'm very serious about this. Let's find out with this audience, because with this audience, you would assume up front that most of these people, after they've been listening to me, and you especially, enough years, because, I mean, I very rarely talk about it. Isn't that true? Well, that most of our people would have enough common sense to realize all the fairy tales and the, you know, heaven and hell and purgatory. I mean, Jesus Christ, 23 years of trying to educate the masses and not a good job?
No.
So let's take a little poll here today. Find out how many people believe in God, how many people believe in life after death, and how many people want us to, you know, keep talking about religion every now and then. I'm not saying every day, 4 hours a day, just maybe 3.5 hours. I think that's a very valid thing. I mean, what's the sense of beating our head up against the brick wall? In fact, the only time that people, I'll meet people and say, boy, I love your show. It's like when the people call here and they say, oh yeah, your show is very entertaining. I don't always agree. You know what they're talking about when they say I don't always agree? They're talking about the God stuff. That's what they're talking about. I'm telling you. I meet people very often. They say, boy, I sure love your show. The only time I have to turn you off is when you get on that religious thing. Now, the one guy I remember said that. He said, not that he disagrees, but that it's boring. Which I don't agree with that at all. I think it's fascinating. I think it's great. I think it's urgently important. And the reason I remember that, because it was a young blonde man from Key West who was at the hockey game with his father. One of the Panther games this past season, I would never forget him. A fine young man. Believe me when I tell you. And a big fan of their show. He just happened to say, well, you know, the religion shows to me are boring. Those are the ones I don't like, but I love your show. And, of course, being as weak as I am for a good-looking young guy like that, I thought, well, you know, maybe I won't talk about that anymore. I thought that for about 2 seconds. And then I thought,
No.
But that was distressing because he finds it boring. So we'll find out. We'll take a little survey of the audience here today and find out exactly what's going on. And maybe before the week is out, it's already Thursday, maybe we'll find out what's really going on with that Culligan thing, you know? I don't want to lip off about it. I don't want, you know, because in fact, the reason I am talking about it is because we started off on the right foot. We got a great relationship. They love me. I love them. I love their stuff. But we got people in the middle who are trying to create a problem there. I don't know what it is. Why we have people want to create a problem when there isn't any yet? We've just barely begun with these people. And I resent that bitterly and deeply. I don't want to lip off about it too much. Mark, here's a lady in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Listen, I just wanted to tell you about CDs for your CD burner.
Right.
You can get them online at a place called Americo.com.
Americo.com?
Americal, C-A-L.
Oh, Cal, okay.
And they're like 89 cents a CD.
Really?
So you gotta buy 50.
That's okay, I can handle it.
Yeah, you gotta buy 50 in the store anyway, so. We found them there for 89 cents, and you can also get 80-minute ones.
Yeah.
For like $1.19.
Well, how long are these other ones you're talking about?
74
minutes.
74, yeah. I mean, because there are some CDs that go a little over.
Right.
And like, if you have it, like, did your burner doesn't cut off 2 seconds at the end, does it?
No.
No. See, mine does on the computer. So you have to, like, format it so it doesn't.
Uh-huh.
So the 80-minute works better for us.
Right.
But I just want to tell you because they're a lot cheaper there than in the store.
Outstanding. Thanks, sweetheart.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, we're starting to get some good information today about the CD burners. And you know something? This is going to be the biggest thing in history. I mean, I know the price will come down just like it did on VCRs in the beginning. I mean, why the hell wouldn't you want that? I mean, there's so many possibilities. It's not just copying other CDs, but you can up to any audio source you want. You can put TV programs on there. You can put this show on there. You can put videos, the audio from videos, anything you got. You can stick it on there. And the music, too. Great. Thank God that our good friends at Sam Ass came through yesterday. And the thing about the CDs, like, they're so hard to come by. I thought, what have I gotten myself into here? I walk into Best Buy. They've only got about 45 million of them. No, they didn't have any Philips. But what difference does it make what they are? Whether they're Maxell or Philips, or as long as they got the right symbol on there and it's the right kind of CD, it don't make any difference who made them. It's like when you go to buy a videotape. I mean, I'm sure that most people have got their preference, what kind of videotape they like to use in their VCR, what brand. But nevertheless, whether it's Scotch or whether it's TDK or whatever the hell it is, it's a tape is a tape, right? God. And yesterday, all these nervous Nellies out there, and poor Boca Bryan's on the phone. He's turning red in the puss. I thought we were going to lose him yesterday. I thought he was going to do a Tom Chauvin on us and croak right there on the floor. Poor guy. Who's triple dipping, by the way. Here's Miami. Hello. Miami.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay.
This is Al from Kendall. Yeah, going back to one of those callers there that... It loves the concealed weapon. The brother,
right.
The concealed weapon.
The gun hunter, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. He likes weapons. Tell him watch old reruns of Gunsmoke. Another thing, on Defoe, Let It Die, man. Defoe is a jerk. Plus, your ratings are much higher, and everyone loves your show.
It's not a question of ratings. See, what they're trying to do now, because they discovered that their ratings went sky high in his last book,
after I
started ripping them and Hank and everybody else. So now they're trying this contrived controversy, because there's really nothing going on. They know that the Heat are just about one game away from oblivion. That's going to be all over. The sports scene is as dead as a doornail right now. And so they're trying to use me again. And that's fine, because we all benefit from having good ratings on the whole station. We make more bonus money. So thank you, Defoe.
And another thing.
Yes.
If the Immigration Service, you know, this is the pitch, they can't take out the illegal, but yet they deport the citizens, huh?
Okay, now do you want to participate in our poll, sir? Do you want to be the first one or not? I don't want to pressure you.
Yeah, I'll do.
Okay, is there a God?
What was that there?
What is it?
What was that there?
Is there a God?
Oh, no.
Okay.
No.
So, is there a life after death?
No, it's it. Once you're dead, you're dead. That's
okay,
it.
And should we stop doing the religious shows?
No. What up to whatever people want to listen to. I guess it's up to the individual.
There you go.
To listen to it, that's it. Yeah.
Okay, and God bless you, sir.
You too, man.
And Gesundheit.
Bye-bye.
Okay. But whatever that means. Good health. That's what that means. Good health is what Gesundheit means. See, you're trying to tell me yesterday means God bless you?
Yeah, that's what I was told.
Just because they had that cross on their belt buckle. You know, the OJ thing, I don't want to get back. Yes, I do. I was saying to Duff this morning, we were talking about that. I was saying, you know, here's a murderer. Here's a piece of subhuman scum. And we got all these people around here that worship him, and I'm sure, of course, there are plenty of others elsewhere. If we would have said, hey, by the way, when you finish with dinner with O.J., over there in Homestead somewhere, let's pick a place there aren't too many people up. Down there in Homestead, Hitler made a comeback. They found out he didn't really shoot himself there at the end of the war. He's still alive. Hitler's going to be signing autographs.
Does he play golf?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, let's sign him up for that celebrity golf tournament. And don't throw away the facts because he gets pissed off. And I can just see somebody here in the building saying, oh, gee, let me slip out into my drawer here, slip into my drawers, and pull out my old copy of Mein Kampf. You think you can get him to autograph it for me? And maybe, pull out one of those mustache hairs that might be worth something someday? People, I've talked about this many times, people who worship scum, that think about pros and cons, the scumbags in the NFL. We got a lot of people in this building who hero worship scumbags, and I'm appalled, I'm nauseated by it. And next time, by the way, I'll back up a lot faster. Here's Plantation. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Buenos dias.
And Buenos dias. Oh, you covered so much. First point,
I have. I've covered it with a blanket.
Yeah, the defect situation. If this guy's got a major engagement tonight and he's waiting for a fax to know when and where and how to get there, then he doesn't have a shot.
And don't forget this. I mentioned the fact that it came in here. It's not like he says I intercepted it. I talked about it here on the air yesterday with him. So if he's a mensch, which he's not, but if he were, he would have sauntered in here and said, by the way, you got that? I need a phone number. I need to call Namor. Something, you know, if there was something on there he needed.
Exactly. Communicate.
Right. But it's easy
point,
to sit there in his little ivory tower in the other 4 feet down the hall. He don't have the balls to walk here and look me in the face and say, by the way, I need that fax. Go ahead.
Second point, the Catholic Christian. Ask your Christian listeners where their beloved Pope's guidance and interest is in the cause of a refugee situation, the same place it was when our 6 million Fakata Mishpucha were getting slaughtered.
Yeah.
Okay, ask your Christian listeners that.
Okay.
And, if you go out to dinner with OJ, don't make it Benihana's.
Okay.
I'm out of material.
little slice of life from one of our listeners out there who's all worked up to a frenzy. I forgot to ask him about our poll, but, you know, I guess we already knew the answer. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. The defects situation. Yeah, you know, they're going to, like, milk this show again. I'm used to that. That's okay. It was nice getting that extra several $1,000 in my bonus because of the fact that the rest of the station got goosed up there. And I noticed that one of our people who's out of town this week, but I noticed he was bellyaching a few days ago about the fact that, oh, yeah, we hate each other on the station. Then when the ratings came out, I guess he liked it, the fact they were ripping each other. You know, people like that. They don't like all that ass-sucking. There's too much ass. You can get that anywhere in this town. This town is loaded with ass-kissers. We don't want ass-kissers. We want a little bit of spice. We want a little bit of something. Liven it up a little bit in this god-awful, dead-ass place. And, God, is it ever? Is it ever? Huh?
No!
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Good morning, Rabbi Rogers. How are you?
Damn, God.
Great.
Hopefully that answers your question about the poll that most definitely keep going on the religion.
Okay. Is there a God, sir?
Of course.
And you believe in life after death?
Of course.
Okay.
Anyways, let me move on.
What? I don't understand, but go ahead.
Okay. Efo?
Yes.
What a crybaby. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Half the show.
Yeah, I think he set himself back several years this morning with that performance. And not only once, but my spy reports tell me he was ranting about it again about 9:45.
Oh, my gosh. Yep, over and over. And who in that building there was seen with O.J.?
Roy!
Foster? Foster?
Yes.
Oh.
Roy!
What an ass sucker.
Roy!
Yeah.
And one other thing about George, how was his appearance with Pablo Pelota?
Oh!
Goodbye, Neil.
See ya.
Oh!
The big...
Oh!
5670560, pound 560. Do you understand what he said there with that? I don't either. But it was kind of interesting. 1127 at 560 WQM. Here's something...
Neil Rogers.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word... Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, f*** is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. F*** as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word fricken, which means to strike. In English, f*** falls into many grammatical categories. As a transitive verb, for instance, John f***ed Shirley. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as, John's doing all the f***ing work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too f***ing much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is f***ing beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a f***. As part of a word, abso-f***ing-lutely, or in f***ing-credible. And, as almost every word in a sentence, f*** the f***ing f***ers. As you must realize, there aren't too many words with the versatility of f***, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got f***ed at the used car lot. Dismay, oh f*** it. Trouble, I guess I'm really f***ed now. Aggression, don't f*** with me, buddy. Dismissal, why don't you go outside and play hide and go f*** yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. Say it loudly and proudly. F*** you.
Or you could just say,
I don't give a shit anymore.
Or just stick the F in there as opposed to... Okay, 1133 at 560 WQM. Here's a fax from Eric who says, I don't know about the... Eric's an atheist, okay, so that answers the question. Thank you, Eric. Put you down in the pool because this obviously is. And speaking of effing beautiful, by the way, Britney Spears was on MTV yesterday, who I will confess was certainly a lot prettier than any of the Backstreet Boys, even Nick. But there she was, looking really, really good. You know, and who was it in this place that said he was didn't like her because she has phony? Please don't tell me it was Robert the Grim Reaper that said he didn't like her because she's got fake boobs. I mean, come on, let's get serious. You think that Robert has ever seen a real breast?
He claims he has. He claims he's not a virgin. We always thought he was, but he said no.
Claims he's not a virgin what? In other words, he's done it with himself? Does that make him not a virgin anymore? Is that what he means?
Uh-huh.
Must be. Anybody that would knock Britney Spears has got to be probably a communist, I would say. Whether they're
although
real or
he
not.
Does like her belly.
belly. She's always got the beer or the midriff on there, always sticking it out. 5670560, pound 560 on the whatever it is, AT&T wireless line. Here's Homestead. Hello.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Okay, sir.
The reason I called is you ripped my ass yesterday. And
for what?
Well, I'll explain. I wish to elucidate you on a topic that you go off on quite often, and that's promotions department, right?
Yeah.
You say that the station doesn't promote itself.
We don't.
Properly.
We don't have any. You can't complain about our promotions. We don't have any.
Okay. First of all, I did not diss George on Saturday. I was the guy who drove past.
Yeah, I know who this is now. It has to be you because there wasn't anybody else that was even thinking about going down
there,
right?
I planned to go there.
Right.
I drove by the dealership or rode by.
Yeah, but how many of these calls are we going to have? Don't you understand how ponderous this is?
I mean,
it ponderous. Sounds like you're seeking absolution or something. I can't give it to you.
I am.
When you called the first time about this, you were like, you were ripping yourself.
Well, I was, yeah.
You were doing a confessional, and now you're saying
no promotion. The van was parked with the doors not.
Well, let me
visible.
Ask you this. Wait a minute.
This way,
let me ask
highway.
You this.
Wait a minute.
How, no, you wait
there
a minute.
There was no balloons.
How could you have thought about going by there if you didn't know that he was there?
There was no balloons, no flags, no nothing, no people. There was nothing
George
visible.
Says there was stuff there. He said the van
no
was
people.
There and there were
the van
there
was
just no
people.
The van was
parked in the swale with the doors facing toward the dealership.
Yeah.
His sole insight.
But let me say it again. You knew about it, didn't you?
Yeah, but I figured they were closed up. I was looking for a party.
Oh, now that's why you didn't say that the other day. You spent
that's
24
truth.
Hours now,
that's
like I
truth.
Said, seeking to absolve yourself from your guilt. And I know you want to feel better about yourself.
You're
I know,
right.
I know you don't want to feel like a scumbag like you did, and rightfully so.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Right. And you should.
No, I shouldn't.
Guy goes all the way down there. You don't have any idea how far it is. George lives in Hollywood. Do you have any idea how far it is from Homestead to Hollywood?
I live 11, 8 miles from Homestead.
Right.
So I don't.
Well, I'm not talking about you. That's the point. You live right down in the neck of the woods.
I'm talking about the promotions. Where were the balloons? Where were the flags? Where were the? Where the
we
tent?
Had George says we had balloons.
Baloney.
No, we didn't have any baloney. If we'd had free baloney, maybe somebody might have shown up.
All they had was a little van with a blacked out windows and the doors facing towards the
dealership. Well, that's our idea of promotion here. We don't. We don't care.
Why wasn't the van parked up in the dealership?
Pablo was running around outside.
Let me ask you this: Did you get paid? Just a minute. Did you get paid for this appearance?
Well, yeah.
Did you get the money already?
Sure.
Okay, so there's no problem.
Okay,
Domino
good.
For Biscum.
So there you go. So don't feel bad about it.
Well, I don't feel bad. I do feel bad. Cause
okay, you want to do my poll? Nobody wants to participate
yes,
in my poll.
I definitely want to do your poll.
Okay,
your
sir,
poll.
Is there a God?
I don't know.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me make another call.
Right in the agnostic.
Okay, life after death?
No.
Okay, and should we stop talking about this?
Definitely not.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you're absolved.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye.
Dominus and Nabisco, right. That's what the Keebler L's say. 5670560. Nobody wants to participate in this thing, and you want to know why? Because most of them are too much of a bunch of pussies. I don't want to hear you tell me what you think I want you to say. I want to hear an honest opinion. How could you not have an opinion on this? Christ! Oh, excuse me. Jesus! Don't understand the people in this town, man. It's just no matter you pick the topic, no matter what it is, no matter what it might be, no matter how provocative, no matter how, you name it. They just, you cannot penetrate them. It's like trying to penetrate a brick wall. Cooper City, hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I got a spy report.
Yes?
6 to 10 starting Monday, Phil Henry's back.
Yeah, right.
Also, have you seen Jimmy Johnson yet again?
Have I seen him again?
Have you seen Jimmy Johnson?
Okay, 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Great call, pal. Like I said, bozos. I think we're like going a little bit too fast for these people out there. Look at this, 600 open lines. Nobody wants to touch this with a rotten banana. And you know something? Those people who do believe, I'm really impressed, as usual. I'm really impressed by your sincerity and by your deep, you know. See, that's why they won't argue with me anymore, because they have no argument. They don't have a foot to stand on. They don't have a toe to stand on. And here this girl from a freshman in high school has got more common sense than 90% of you put together out there, and more guts than 100% of you put together. Embarrassing. That's why the world is in the shape that it is today, and especially here in this country, we got a bunch of pussies out there. Just want to go along, just like all those people that go to the football games and stand up for the invocation, even though they're hocking a chinook with somebody else's religion that you don't believe in. And it has no place being there. And there are like a half a dozen of us who've got the guts not to stand up for that crap. totally inappropriate, totally intolerant, totally insensitive, like religious people usually are. Just trampling over everybody else with their bullcrap, as opposed to finding the appropriate place for it, like in the toilet. 21 till noon at 560 WQM. Now this
can't beat that gator meat.
I walk into the kitchen and don't give it a second thought. Then I strategically measure one sugar and cream it the double shot. I have one cup in the morning then finish the whole damn pot. I think I'd scream if I went without coffee and your caffeine. You probably think this song is about you, your caffeine. I bet you think you'd die without coffee, don't you, don't you?
Yes, there's a God. How come we have diarrhea, right? Well, I'd like somebody to answer that question for me. Huh? Well, that's man. That's the devil again getting into our stomach, getting into our intestines. Must be the devil done it again. How come the devil is able to get into our intestines? How come we're able to have all of these things, huh? Why weren't we invented? I'm tired of being tested already. You get tested in school enough, okay? We don't need life to be this big, gigantic test. What's the point? Why does it have to be a goddamn test?
God's not convinced you're on the level.
Yeah, well, tough crap, okay? I'm not convinced he's on the level. In fact, when you go up to heaven, be sure to take one of those levels with you. And if that little thing there, if that little, what do you call it?
Bubble.
That little, there you go, little bubble bursts. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T. And don't be lipping off to him either when you go up there. Don't give no lip off up there. Mark, lip off my ass. Everybody in this town's got an agency. Everybody's a genius. Everybody's an expert. Everybody takes very simple things and they make it very complicated. That's right. I don't know anything. Just like Footy says over there at Y100. What does Neil Rogers know about anything, huh? He can't even buy a goddamn CD burner, right over the air and get it done straight without a whole bunch of crap. That's the kind of big celebrity he is over there, Neil Rogers. In fact, New Times Magazine picks him behind the Humper. How do you like that? Which I love that. I think it's great, because maybe someday when I get old enough, I'll be able to talk about blue hairs. Here's Overtown. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I know what the problem is with your survey, man. I know why people are calling in and or not calling in.
Yes, sir.
It's the question. It's the way you're asking the question.
Okay, you tell me how to ask the question.
Okay. I'm a teacher, so I can help you.
Okay.
All right. I like listening to you and George talk about religion. I think you're right, like, so much. The problem is the word atheist. See, I think the atheist.
I'm not using the word atheist. I'm not using the word atheist.
Yeah, but see, you do. But the atheists are just as wrong as the people who believe in God, because there's no proof that there is a God. There's no proof that there isn't a God.
There's no such thing as negative proof. It's like saying there's no proof that there's little green men on Mars.
Right. What I'm saying is, you can't prove there is, you can't prove there isn't. I'm not saying
I
believe
I don't
in
know
your
column.
Direction. I believe in science.
Yeah, if I put down a question, the one guy, as soon as he said, I don't know, I put down a column.
Oh, you did? You made a third column. I heard him.
I made a third column that says,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what about a Jewish guy who called up, he was trashing the Pope and the Catholics about the coastal situation? You put him down in the atheist line. He's not in the atheist line. He's a Jew. He said he was.
I didn't put him down in any line, because I never got to ask him the question.
Oh, I thought you did. You said something about
Marking
and
Brown. It's not.
I know. You said I know how.
It's not an atheist column, my teacher friend. I didn't. The word atheist. I'm looking at the piece of paper right in front of me. I didn't write the word atheist down. I said, "Is there a God? Yes or no?"
Oh, okay.
And then a third column for.
I don't know.
I'm with you. I believe in. I think probably the closest thing to God ever walking this earth is Carl Sagan. But,
okay. So in other words, you say no. You would say no.
But Sagan.
Is there life after death? Is there a heaven or a hell? Is there life after death? Sir?
Yes?
Is there life after death?
Most likely not. You know, but I certainly hope there is. I mean, Einstein said, or not with an Einstein, but who the hell said...
Let me ask you this question, because you are a teacher. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
In order for you to exist, we have all of these organs that are part of the human body. Your brain, your heart, your liver, your colon, your gallbladder until they take it out. And all of these things. How can you have some kind of life, even assuming there was a soul, unless you have the body for the five senses to function? How could you see God? How does the soul see without eyes, without a brain, without a heart? What kind of a concept is that? Besides wishful thinking.
I understand that completely, but I mean, other than my heartbeat, when I'm sleeping and dreaming, I'm living a life in my dreams. I'm thinking. Okay, I think your thoughts can be alive, but the question is, after you're dead, can you keep them organized?
How can you have thoughts when your brain doesn't function anymore, sir?
I understand that. What was that?
How can you have thoughts without a brain when your brain is dead?
That's the big question, and again,
it's a big question.
I believe you're correct, man. I'm gonna rot in the ground and turn to dust and worms and then dust, just like you and everybody else.
Yeah.
I believe that's probably what's gonna happen.
Right.
But I like to keep that door open. I want, you know, I don't go around, you know, telling anybody it's a possibility.
Keep the door open just in case.
Just in case, yeah. I'm not gonna make any promises to anybody.
No.
I'm not gonna live my life saying, well, you know, I'm gonna be good so that I can be rewarded. I hope that I can keep thinking after I'm dead, damn it.
There you go. Well, I'll see you down there. Okay.
Take it
easy. 567. He was interesting. I mean, you know, I'm glad he called because this is what most people do. Well, just in case, you know, keep the door open. The door ain't open, man. Let me see. Yeah, keep your fingers crossed and your legs. Keep your legs crossed real tight because if you do that, then you got a better chance of living that, you know, somewhere good. Because if you open your legs too many times, man, you got real, real serious problems. Isn't that what the Bible says? If you open them maybe like two times too many,
go to hell.
That's right. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. I mean, the fear of death is just astonishing. And I don't understand because we all live in Florida, unless you're a tourist. I mean, you can smell the death. We ought to be very familiar with death down here. Death is a part of life. Death is life, a substitute for life here. When a shopping mall in Sunrise is the number two tourist attraction in the whole goddamn state, that should tell you how lively this place is. You come back here from virtually any place else in the world, and you know that death is in the air. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Ready for the poll question.
Okay. Is there a God, sir?
No.
Did he say?
No.
Life after death?
No.
No.
Should we stop talking about this on this program?
No. We can talk about it.
Well, no, I mean, I don't want you to give me a gratuitous
answer. No, I think we should.
Because some people find it very boring. Other people become very offended, which don't bother me at all. But, I mean, just, you know, whatever you think.
No, it's good dialogue.
Okay, and God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you. There's a guy that knows how to do it, okay? Not just because he happens to agree and make a lot of sense. I'm not looking for ass-kissers. I'm looking for an honest opinion. This is not something that anybody... I don't care if you're 3 years old, you got to have an opinion about this. This is the biggest problem with America is that everybody is conditioned that you have to say all these things because otherwise it's just unacceptable. It's not palatable in mixed company, you know. It's okay to go to dinner with OJ with some murdering son of a bitch. That's okay. God, I can't tell you how pissed off I am about that. I mean, I already know about that group and their fascination with him. And then you tell me about that scumbag Sam the Sham.
I didn't tell you about that.
Well, I'm just saying you in general. I'm not saying you. See, you're taking it personal.
I get too much credit.
I'm talking about the collective you, sheepishly. Yeah, you get right. Maybe I think it was Jeff High that told me that. I think Fat Boy is the one that told me about Sam the Sham right after he told me about Todd Dreck and that lip up guy. I think that was Fat Boy that said all of those things in between bites. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Mel.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to be on your poll, but first I got a spy report on Paul and Jan Crotch.
Yes?
Seems like they're up to the old, loan me $50. They mail my mom this envelope like every month. I don't know why, though, because she's never ever sent TBN any money, but they've got some project now called the Omega Code. It's a movie. I guess it's about like the Antichrist and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, they send out the whole nice full-color, like, booklet with, you know, like, backgrounds on the actors and stuff. And
you know who was in the Omega Man, don't you?
You son of a bitch.
Charlton Heston. But anyway, that's probably not coincidence.
Soylent Green! It's made up of people! Anyways.
Yeah. Like Boca Burgers, right.
Yeah. Anyways, so, yeah, they have, like, these two guys on there, these two actors, a guy and a girl, and, like, you know, the newsletter says about how they were formerly lost in a world of drugs and perversion, but mm-hmm. now Jesus has saved them. And they're out in the world doing the old routine. They're doing this one.
I was all messed up on drugs. But since I found the Lord,
Now I'm all messed up on Valoris.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway,
in other words, they found a substitute drug. I like that. That's great.
It gets them nice and high. About the plan?
Yes, sir.
God? Mierda. The afterlife? Mierditis. And should you stop talking about it? No.
Okay, God bless you, sir. Hasta que old Nevis. By the way, anybody got a CD burner?
Boy,
I'll tell you. Seriously, these are all, I know, naive of me to expect them to sound any different, but the quality is so goddamn good. You know what I'm talking about? I would say when I see that 98 degrees video, that my temperature goes up at least 2 degrees, I would say. Especially the boxing scene. But that's perverted and disgusting, and I shouldn't be saying that to me, but I will. Because then, you know, people come on here tomorrow morning and start calling me a fag and hurt my feelings. I wish I could be as macho as all these sports guys around here, you know? She's been good to me, and she deserves better than them. Okay, that's enough. We don't want to gross out the audience with too much good music, you know? Even George likes that a little bit. He don't want to admit it, but...
No, that's all.
Oh, he likes... you know what George actually likes a lot, and he don't want to admit it? Oh, that's not it. Where the hell is it? It's got to be on here. Oh, thank God. Jesus, scared the hell out of me.
Yeah.
What?
It's okay.
Yeah, see, if for you to say okay means you love it.
You are my
it's infected.
Fire.
It's a great song. It makes no
the
sense.
One
God, it's
a real good song. It might be good.
If what? See, there we go with that fag.
When I say
leave Nick alone. He's got a girlfriend.
I want it that way. That we
come on, let's put your
hand. Two worlds apart. Can't reach to your heart. When that I want it that way.
Now, at this point, have you seen this video? You've seen the video, right?
No.
Oh, you haven't seen the video. I guess I'll have to bring it in.
On the same tape that
it's on the same tape of Britney Spears,
okay.
So in other words, it would be worth bringing. Also, it has the show with Britney Spears.
So it won't make me gay if I want.
No, well, no, unless you look at Nick too long. No, but seriously, in the video, it gets to this point, and he's doing, everybody's got their own solo in the song, which is good. And he gets to this point, and it's put together pretty damn good, even though it makes no sense. And he gets to this point, and they flash a close-up of Nick Carter, and his face is like maybe a little bit too much lipstick, but like reddish, you know what I'm saying? Like all the blood is rushed to his head when he goes.
Tell me why you didn't
all the blood has rushed to his head, and I get very excited about that. Even though he don't look that good, but I get excited thinking about the blood rushing to his head. It's, and I'm admitting that right here on the air. I mean, we're long friends here. I'm not going to sit back and hold back and pretend that I'm some kind of a goody-two-shoes, Puritan, asshole, heterosexual jackass. Anybody can be that. You know, there's more ass for the rest of you guys. I'm just thinking, I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking, yeah, okay. 3 minutes before noon at 560 WQM. You know, every...
Radio 560 WQAM. My ass. No matter how hard I try, can't get her to date a guy that's just how it is. She won't touch a penis. Chastity, I'm grieving. It's so hard in believing. Cause it's really lots of fun to date a guy who's really hung up. I can't believe she's a lesbian.
Lesbian, lesbian, lesbian.
There must be something wrong that she's gay. I really don't know where I went wrong, no. I can't believe she's a lesbian.
Lesbian, lesbian, lesbian.
I really don't know where I went wrong. Maybe she heard something I saw her.
Now get that CD burner out, baby. I think we got a new hit. Okay, calm down. 567-0560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. There's another example of hype, by the way. Cher, she was never any good in the first place. She's never been in the 85 different incarnations we've had of her. In fact, that's going to be our poll question tomorrow. Who's made more comebacks, Cher or Ricky Martin? Even though she's a little bit older, he's catching up fast. Who's had more facelifts, more different personae? Man. And she still can't sing a lick, and she's still got no talent. But, boy, she's a great actress. You know what I'm saying? Here's Kendall. Hello. Kendall.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Before getting into the poll, I just wanted to ask you, Neil, did you go to CD rewrite?
No.
You didn't?
Well, I mean, you can use either kind in the CD. But that's not what I'm using. I'm using the CDR discs because I don't want to use them. If you use the rewrite, you can only listen to them in a machine that you're recording on at home.
Oh, really? That's not true with my machine. I can play them anywhere.
You can?
Sure.
No.
Well, I have.
You can play them in the car?
Yeah.
The rewritable?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I would
not on my, not on mine. Not on my machine.
Well, okay. Well, I can with mine, but. Anyway.
Oh, you know something? It says it may not play, and I guess I can get one of those discs and check it out.
Try it.
Okay.
Anyway, is there a God? Yes.
Okay.
What's the second question again?
Life after death.
I don't care. I mean, who cares? I mean,
you must have an opinion on it, though. You just want to say, I don't know. I can make a third column.
I think the third column is, I don't care. You know, maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but I don't care.
Well, okay.
I'm interested in this life.
Okay.
And I just want to add further that even though I believe in God, I also believe that organized religion is one of the scourges of humanity, one of the causes of, tragedy and murder and death and all that
right.
in history. And I guess that's it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
And God bless you. Okay, by the way, here's a fact from an asshole in Port St. Lucie. I won't mention his name on the air, but I'll give you 25 guesses.
Oh, he's been so on the phone these
Has
past
he really?
Days.
Is he having a little problem? Maybe his buddy in Hollywood deserted him. Maybe he had a little bit of a tiff.
He's been calling, too.
Oh, boy. Like I said, 567, and we hate them both equally, I would say. Here's Miami Beach. Hello. Miami Beach. 14 minutes and 53 seconds of their lives they invested on this call, and they're not there. Is that possible? You think that could be?
Uh-huh.
They're gone. Okay, where are we going next? Let's go to a mobile in Pompano. Hello.
Hey, Neil. How you doing?
Okay.
First, before we get into the poll, I want to say I've been down here 15 years from Buffalo, and the papers down here, as far as the sports section, just suck.
Horrible.
How do you
like the coverage on those two games last night? Sabres had a big win over Boston last night. St. Louis came back and tied up Dallas in air series with a big 3-2 win. And you turn to page 45 of the sports section in between all the ads for the escort services, and maybe you'll find something about it, about two paragraphs.
Ah, it's depressing.
Garbage.
But back to your survey.
After you sift through the first 44 pages about the big freak show up in New York last night. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you have to go through the lousy baseball team.
Right. Is there a God, sir?
As far as your poll question,
yes,
don't know. So
okay.
Why should I say there is or isn't?
Okay.
Nobody knows.
Life
okay.
after death?
Supernatural. I believe in the supernatural, but not life after death.
Okay. And should we stop talking about it on the show?
Hell no. It's
Hell
entertainment.
No. Okay. God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
And nice going, Sabres. Okay. Oh, was he laughing? It's true. They're kicking some serious ass. Got a lot of pressure tonight, that game four up there in Pittsburgh. A lot of pressure on, but you know something? It's just a game. Just a game. Anybody believe I really think that?
No.
No, but it sounds good. Takes a little bit of the heat off, so to speak. 567-0560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. So what is that share thing you got there?
The greatest hit CD that they sent us.
Yeah. Well, they only got three cuts on it?
Got this on it.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Glam? Yeah. Well, that must be from Rome that's talking about the Gypsies. Yeah, and what else?
Oh, all her hit.
A medley of her hit? They left the S off? No, she's all right. I mean, she's not a singer, let's face it. She's a personality. In fact, that's our next poll question. Who's more talented, Ricky Martin or Cher? Yeah. From 1847, well, she don't have many more. Not since that bad ski trip. Well, that's not Cher. That's Sonny and Cher. You mean to say that they're sticking the old crap out of well? I guess if they're going to fill up a whole CD, they got to reach way back. There's what?
17 tracks on this.
Toulouse La Tracks? What the hell is that?
You'll know.
Oh! Ah! Bleh! Boy, get rid of her. I always liked that Ricky Martin, you know what? A little light on his toes, but he's okay. 9 minutes past noon at 560 WQM. Did I'm
I need some hand clapping. You don't need to use a condom. You don't need a dental dam. You don't need to say I love you. Oh, here's $50, man. You don't need to string for dinner or wear all that sexy stuff. All you need is a set of fingers and a wanker or a muff. Because everybody's doing it all across the land. Masturbators of America. Give yourselves a hand. Well, it's natural and organic. It's easy and it's fun. You don't know how to do it. Ask your parents how it's done. You don't need a special license. You don't need a special skill. Just unzip and slip your grip between your hips and get a thrill. Because
yeah.
Everybody's doing it. And boy, it does feel grand. Yeah. The beaters of America, give yourselves a hand. You can do it in the bathroom. You can do it in your bed. You can do it at a concert while you watch the Grateful Dead. You get stoked with a dog. Arnold Schwarzenegger pounds and Michael Jackson jacks it off. Your attitude was softened. Your horizons will expand. Masturbators of America, give yourselves a hand.
Okay. 12:15, you're all going to burn in hell. I'll tell you that right now. 12:15 at 560 WQM. We got Bill Zimfer coming up today. Can you believe that? For Hank Goldberg at 2 o'clock from Philadelphia on the ISDN on the phone line, who hasn't got a Chinaman's chance of knowing what's going on down here. So just call him up and make up a bunch of stuff. It's great. I love that. They did that last year one time, and people were calling in about all kinds of garbage. You had no idea what they were talking about. It's beautiful, and we deserve that. We don't care, but we deserve that. And then, of course, Jim Mad Dog Mandage, who does care.
Yes!
He'll be here 6 o'clock till 7:30. 7:30 tonight, we got the Colorado Avalanche, who finally won a game the other night, amazingly enough, because they play good on the road, at Detroit, game 4. Here's Naples. Hello.
What up, Neil?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a subset to the third category.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Doesn't matter what? Whether we do these, talk about this?
No, I love the talking about it, but it doesn't matter if there's a God, and it doesn't matter if there's an afterlife.
Oh. No, I don't agree with that. I think that if there is this God that man invented, I mean, if this God actually is there, the sadistic, hateful, twisted, the manipulative, always getting pissed off God, we got real problems.
Oh, that's the Jew God you're talking about.
The Jew Goy God.
Yeah, the guy in the Old Testament.
Right. The guy that looks like Father Time with a bad attitude.
Yeah, God's just a reflection of whoever's talking about him.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Like Anal Roberts. Have a great day, sir.
Take care.
God bless you. Okay, there's the view from the West Coast from over in Naples. And, of course, over there, they look around. They know there's no God over there. 567-0560, pound 560 on the Mobile One line. If you've ever been on the West Coast of Florida very much, you know for sure that there's no God. And, of course, that's where all the Bible thumpers are in this state, most of them. You get further north and the further west you go, up in Orlando and over in Tampa and St. Pete and Clearwater and Pensacola and up in the Panhandle and Panama City. All right! And, of course, you put their collective IQ together, and you still got, oh! But that's just a coincidence. Here's a mobile in Naples. Hello.
Neil, before I touch your pole, I have a question.
Before you touch my pole? Yes, sir. A little better wash it off.
Yes. I thought I heard you say the other day that they're going to put a Steak and Shake by Sawgrass?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
I think it's coming in a month or two in a Steak and Shake, too. Yes.
Where's it going to be at in Sawgrass?
Right in that 136, you know where the Shell station is there on Panther Parkway, which is 136.
McDonald's?
Huh?
By the McDonald's?
Yeah, right in that neck of the woods. It's going to have to be on that side of the street because the other side of the street is that big Raquel Milgo, whatever that thing is.
Who the hell needs an afterlife if you get Steak and Shake?
Amen.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be tough for me because they got those damn cheese fries, which it's poison, but boy, are those good.
Oh, my God. There's not one between here and, like, Ocala, I think.
That's right.
Oh. As to your poll, the first question is God, yes or no?
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm a don't-know guy.
Don't know?
don't know. Afterlife, no. And
right.
Talk about it. Why not?
Why not?
Steak and Shake is a better subject, though.
I agree. I'll let you know. We'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah, keep the coming.
We'll keep an eye peeled for it.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.
567, by the way, that's what Columbo always said. 56705, that's very big in Europe, by the way, Columbo, with the subtitles. It is. Peter Falk, he's on everywhere. They love him. But don't you think you could do maybe like borrow a different trench coat? Oh, trench coat, you're not supposed to. Well, at least you don't wear a black trench coat. See, why don't they tell all those kids that keep going to school in a trench coat that trench coats are for perverts, like Tom Fiedler from the Herald, who's hanging out still at Gary Hart's house to see if they're going to do it one more time? Here's Coral Gables. Hello.
Neil, how you doing today?
Pretty good, sir.
I'd like to, I guess, add to your poll if I could.
Okay, go right ahead.
I guess you could always use more on your poll.
Mm-hmm.
As for believing in God or is there a God that exists, I don't know. And I have to say I don't know to all of it.
Okay.
Because it's just, you know, it's just such a bizarre unknown that mm-hmm. you can't figure it out. It's just, I don't know, it's just impossible to know. And also I've been reading a couple of different books on the Bible and stuff and who exactly wrote the Bible and all kinds of things like that. And people who, especially today, nowadays, especially with like the born-again Christians, you know, you see them with their fish all over their cars.
Boy!
Stuff. Yeah.
They, they all say that, oh, you have to believe the Bible works.
They want to beat you over the head with it, yeah.
And it's just incredible from what I found, just what little bit I've read is that the Bible has just been translated and retranslated and switched from here, and not mm-hmm. to mention that, you know,
right.
it was just passed down orally.
Remember that thing
that.
On the Rocky and Bullwinkle fractured fairy tales?
Right.
That's what you're dealing with.
And it's just, you know, it's just the translation from now in the original work is just, I don't know, it's just so far off that, you know, you really can't even explain
not
the phenomenon of it. It's just really bizarre.
Yeah, God guided his hand very carefully.
Right, and I think...
Must have got writer's cramp.
I think H.P. Lovecraft had an excellent quote. He said, man's oldest and darkest fear is the fear of the unknown, and that's
mm-hmm.
what, you know, religion preys upon.
Fear of death, fear of the unknown.
You know, it's just...
Fear of
it's
that burning, burning hell.
That's right. Well, I guess we're all headed that direction.
Thank somebody that God is such a wonderful guy that he invented that burning thing.
Especially if you don't, you know, if you don't worship him and pray homage
right.
to him, that's
yeah,
where
that's
you
right.
go.
That's right. Just stop and think about that concept, how sick and twisted and hateful and disgusting that is from the loving God, that if you just don't happen to, you know... You wake up on a wrong. If you die on the wrong day when you're not believing this crap, you're gonna burn and twist and sounds good to me.
And you know, it's really weird too that you know, since you do mention that he's supposedly this God of love and everything, not to mention the genocide that he's performed a couple of times on the whole world.
Right.
That you know, I have kids, and no matter what they do, no matter how bad or mischievous they are, you're always still gonna love them, and you don't ever want to see them in pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's a human fault, but to me, it seems you know a little bit better than this. This perfect God's characteristics, I guess you could say.
Right.
Anyway, in closing, go Penguins.
Okay, and happy Shavuos.
Thanks, Jim.
Okay. 567-0560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Here's Miami Beach. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
On your poll, I think you should continue to ask the question. But I think the term God is a religious term.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're better off talking about a creator. I'm not going to tell you.
What's the difference?
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Well, when you talk, like your last caller referred to God as he. God has no sex, for sure. It's not a he, it's not a she.
No, maybe he has a goddess.
Well, you know, there's a creator, but as far as trying to say a God is a he or a she.
Or an it.
You know, that's religion.
Mm-hmm.
Religion doesn't work.
Yeah.
Okay, on your number thing, this whole Y2K is not a problem for mathematicians because numbers have two functions. They name things and they measure things.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in the base 10 system, there is no number 10. There's only the numbers 0 through 9. You're in the base 5 system, there's no number 5.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with time? In other words, there was never a year 0. You know what I'm saying? There was no year zero. There was one BC and one AD, but there was no zero in between.
We get into the problem of where numbers measure things and name things.
I know that, but we measure time with numbers, and the fact is that 1 through 10 is the first decade.
No, it's not 10. There is no 10. It's just a name. It doesn't measure anything.
Sir, let me ask you something. What is a decade? Isn't a decade 10 years?
It's 10 years.
It's a tenth of a century, correct? And a century is a tenth of a millennium.
Wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
I mean, this is not rocket science. A child knows this.
Okay, in the base 10 system, there's 10 numbers. The number 10 does not exist in the base 10 system.
I don't care about I don't care about second base or third base or Ty Cobb. We're talking about years. We're talking about the chronology of the human race. We're talking about how do you determine when the next millennium starts.
Okay, so where do you start counting?
2001.
No, that's not right. That's absolutely not the way mathematics is set up.
Sir, let me ask you this question. Was there ever a year zero?
That's where the problem comes in.
The Denise Potvin of mathematics right there, ladies and gentlemen. 50 million words. Did he say a goddamn thing?
No.
No. See, I love the pseudo-intellectuals who, you know, think that if they use a lot of verbiage on you, that they're going to just dazzle you with their bullcrap. Well, there was bullcrap. It's not a debatable point. I mean, you know, it's an arbitrary thing. We have decided, obviously, that the next millennium is going to start next year. We just decided that. What?
It doesn't. There's just a lot of people in the media.
I'm talking about for terms of the media and the terms of conversation. Yes. Literally, it does not start next year. But I'm just saying, collectively, the human race, we decided next year is the start of the next millennium because it makes for a lot of movies and a lot of comedy bits and whatever else, and we don't want to have to wait till the next year after that. And, of course, now you're going to piss off all those religious nuts again because they've decided that the year 2000 is the beginning of the next millennium.
Well, when the world doesn't end, they'll have another, you know, new year.
Oh, then they'll have another shot at it. Excellent point. Never thought about that.
Oh!
Right.
That'll be their excuse. Oh, well, it isn't really the millennium. It doesn't start till 2001.
So, by the way, Joe Costello says, I'm sorry. That was a good line, Joe, about that handicapped sticker. 1225 at 560 WQM.
This is the Neil Rogers Show. This is your brain. Any questions?
No.
He got in my car and went for a ride. Yeah, 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 yeah. A limo pulled up and we looked inside. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oprah's in the back, so we stared for a while. Yeah, 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 yeah. She rolled down the window and cracked a smile. No, 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 no! Can you believe Oprah shot at the moon? Shot at the moon. Can you believe Oprah shot at the moon?
Wreck them.
Get a harpoon.
What a disgusting thought that is right in the middle of lunch hour. 12:30 at 560 WQM. Here's my Bob Prince tape. This isn't a play-by-play tape. This is an interview. Remember the guy called the other day? Thank you, Marty. Marty in Miami sent me the Bob Prince tape. Good boy. He promised he would send it, and he did. And what's this? What is this from the Panther organization? Just because I ran into these guys the other day in the hallway. Good thing they weren't standing behind my car the other day when I was backing out real quick. What could this be? This is the 1998-1999 Florida Panthers season in review. And on the cover it says, wow. Oh. Woo! Heavy duty. Very colorful. There's Mark Parrish, there's Scott Mellenby, and there's a bad picture of Ray Whitney who needs a shave. And here it is, full color, all kinds of, well, the cover's color, the inside is pretty boring, pretty bleak. Pretty bleak. Inside there's a lot of all over every page. Says it can only get better. And Pavel, please get better fast. Okay, 12:31 at 560 WQM. So far on our survey, we got, that's what pisses me off about this town. Because I know this is not reflective of this audience or any other group of people in America. We got two people who say, yes, I believe in God, five who say no, and four who say, I don't know. Only one who says he believes in afterlife, like heaven and hell and that crap. Seven say, or eight say no, and two say, I don't know. And then nobody says we should stop talking about it, though, except that blonde kid at the hockey game. Well, I don't know. Maybe that doesn't bother you very much, but it bothers me.
We have to keep talking about it. That's a public service.
But it bothers me that he says it's boring, okay, that I know that he tunes out down there in Key West.
Several people have said that you turned their lives around with this talk.
Am I here to entertain the public or to save people's lives, damn it? Is that what we're here? Is this some kind of a mission?
Well, if you can do both.
Is this some kind of a goddamn mission that we're on here, mister? Some kind of a goddamn anti-missionary? Or just anti-Semite? 5670560, pound 5. Oh, they had, where the hell did I see this? Was it on that awful CNN show, that stupid talk show they do at 3 o'clock that Susan Snook used to be on, that they finally got her ass off of there a long time ago? I think it was. And they had some Orthodox Jewish kid on there with a beanie on, and he was complaining about the fact that he went to school with his trench coat on, and they brought him in for questioning. And I'm thinking to myself, here's a kid that goes to school with a beanie on every day. Forget about the trench coat, okay? Talk about something embarrassing and from the Stone Age. Oh, now you're making fun of that religion. Yeah, that's right. People walking around with beanies on and all kinds of schmatas and with veils on their puss and all of these things. Here's a mobile in Weston. Hello.
Yes, hi. Let
yes,
me
sir.
Start by placing my hands on your pole. All
yes
to the, all yes to the above. Most definitely.
Okay.
Also, I wanted to ask you a question, Neil. Have you ever eaten
wait a minute. Yesterday, but we should stop talking about it?
No, you keep talking about it.
Oh.
Everything.
Okay.
You ever eaten at Burns Steakhouse, Neil?
About 20 or 30 times.
Yeah, and how do you compare that to Ruth Chris? Or
now, Ruth Chris has got better steaks. Burns is a better, they're better showmen over there. You know, they put on a big show, and they got that big dessert bar, and they got great French onion soup. Their onion soup is better at Burns, I'll say that. But the steaks are, I've never had better steaks anywhere than Ruth Chris. All these people keep trying to sell me on this place and that place. I can't envision a better ribeye than that Ruth Chris.
Really? Wow. I have to try it. I've eaten at Burns several times. I've never eaten at Ruth Chris.
You'll love it.
One other thing in regards to that killer bee, Roy Foster, what an ass licker.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Neil.
Okay, thank you. A murderer's ass licker, that's the thing that bothers me, you know what I'm saying?
Roy!
I mean, I'm not hoping that you get those bloody oozing stools again, but you keep consorting with that murdering son of a bitch who is worshipped by so many people in this building that I'm... See, that's the thing about me and sports radio. I keep telling you, I hate it and I do. I despise it. I mean, this is the best job that George and I ever had in our lives. We decided that yesterday. But to be surrounded by this sick, twisted sports nerd mentality, glorifying and worshiping. And like I said before, I know now why I'm the only one that had those pros and cons people on the authors on the show and talked about the book. Is because the rest of these people are trying to peddle you a fraud. So they're not going to expose. That would be like Jan and Paul Crotch coming on Channel 45 tonight and saying, oh, well, you know, this whole thing is a fraud. There is no God. There was no Jesus. But still send us the money, you know. And all of a sudden everybody would get together and say,
no,
forget it. So they can't come on here and say, hey, this is a corrupt, bankrupt, disgusting piece of crap with a bunch of scumbags, wife-beating, drug-dope-dealing scumbags. They're not going to say that because they have to continue putting this facade over so that everybody will keep sucking around on the edges of it. They'll stick their tongue right in the middle of it. Right, Brittany? Here's a mobile in Fort Myers. Hello.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
With regard to your survey, I believe in God because I have to assume that the world either came into being by design or by accident. The only two options. I can't believe in accident, so I believe in a creator.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in the afterlife, but I want to say that I think it's real important to put out that a person can believe in God, a person can be religious. It doesn't mean you have to be a fundamentalist. I happen to believe my God concept is that God is not all-powerful. I don't believe that God controls everything.
Yeah.
If I did believe in a God who was all-powerful, I wouldn't want anything to do with that God.
Mm-hmm.
I also, it just drives me crazy when people say, I believe in God, but I don't believe in organized religion. To me, that's like saying, I believe in communication, but I don't believe in an organized language. It's absolutely true that horrible things have been done in the name of religion, but, you know, governments have done horrible things. Are we going to say, well, therefore I don't believe in the concept of government? It's not perfect. It's flawed, but I think it's very inconsistent to say I believe in God, but I reject the concept of religion.
Okay.
One last thing. If you'll allow me two things. The fellow who said that there's no 10 in the base 10 system.
Yeah.
What comes after 9?
11.
Okay. And I think that your survey, by definition, is going to be tainted a little bit because we know that so many of the callers call your show saying, well, if I say what Neil thinks...
Oh, yeah,
and
there's no
Neil
question
will
about
like.
That, and that's frost my ass. I can't stand that. I just want
yeah.
to hear honest opinion. I wouldn't be asking this if I was looking to have a bunch of yes-men.
I understand that. I wish
okay.
everybody would.
God
All
bless
right.
you, sir. And there's certainly one thing I agree with that he said people should put out, at least the ones that I would like to. 567-0560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. You know what I'm saying about people putting out? See, I find myself caught up in all this hype again, see? You know what I'm talking about? I'm always decried this over the years, just like the Ricky Martin thing, and I find myself guilty, and I think I am a hypocrite. I think Jeff DeForest had a good point. Even though he was on the wrong issue. I'm a hypocrite. I'm always knocking other people getting sucked into the hype like the Ricky Martin thing. And I'm myself getting into I just happen to like this group because I like their music.
If it's something you like, the hype can be fun. Ride the wave.
Yeah, I'm riding it. No, I don't ride it. I think he rides it. No, but seriously, if I were to walk through the sawgrass this afternoon and there was a kid that looked just like Nick Carter's identical twin, I wouldn't look at him a second time. He's, marginal at best. He's not a good-looking kid. But now the whole thing, you get involved in these different music groups and actors and actresses, and because of the fact that they're celebrities, we get sucked in, if I can say that, to their celebrity status, and we elevate them to a different level, and like Britney Spears. Well, that's a different story, okay? She is hot, okay?
George, if I saw her walking through the mall,
you'd notice, man. You'd
I'd
hop.
Follow her.
You'd hop. That's right. Right into the
lingerie store.
No question about it. That's a different story, but that, I'm talking about, you're talking there, somebody that really looks great. I'm talking about somebody that not only doesn't look all that good, but looks, you know, like a butterfly, which ordinarily I don't want to know from those people. You know what I'm saying? I wish them all the best in the world. I just don't want to be surrounded by butterflies. It's not my thing, not my cup of tea room. Dance. 21 before 1 at 560 WQM. It's one of those things you have to watch your own, you know, before you start lecturing people about things, you have to look at your own attitudes and behavior and say, well, you know something, I'm full of crap, I'm a hypocrite on this stuff, you know? You know what I'm saying, Nick?
Hey, I want it that way.
Yeah, I think I know which way he's talking about, too. 21 before 1 at 5C, but even we got George converted now. He's not going to go so far as to admit that, but he likes that song. He's into it, and, of course, he knows that they know Britney Spears, so he figures use them to get to her.
If that works,
yeah. If that's what it takes, just like, what's his name, Big Papa said, use this. You know, everywhere you look right now, there's some kind of a beeper store, beeper this, beeper that, beeper your...
Rectum.
Everywhere, on every street corner. But there's only one store that guarantees the lowest prices, and those are our good friends over at Beeper Mania.
Sports Queer Radio is what the Q's for at QAM.
Peeping through the keyhole, watching Mom and Dad. Peeping through the keyhole, the most fun we ever had. Mom and Dad were playing tag right there on the bed. Mommy used her boobies as a pillow for Daddy's head. Mommy's head was bobbing. She almost got whiplash. I don't know what she was drinking, but you got a milk mustache. Peeping through the keyhole, ain't sure what I see. But I sure do like it more than anything on TV. Mom and Dad were hooked together like my Lincoln logs. Last time I saw something like that, Mom was yelling at the door. Dad was breathing heavy. Mom was on her knees. He must have had a boo-boo cause she kissed him where he pees. Peeping through the keyhole, watching Mom and Dad. Peeping through the keyhole, the most fun we ever had. But we watched a little longer, and I started to get sick. If Daddy's name is Elmer, why Mom asked for Dick? Daddy groaned and his eyes rolled back. Mommy wanted more. She climbed back on top of him, but all he did was snore. Peeping through the keyhole as the minutes passed. I can't wait to try this out on some girl in my class. Well, I can't wait to try this out on some girl in my class.
All right. Okay, 12:45. At 560 WQM, isn't that what he was just talking about before? Everybody should put out a little more, is what he said. Effort. Here's Hialeah. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I got a little question for you on the millennium thing.
Yeah.
When babies are born, how old are they?
When babies are born, how old are they? By the minutes. They're like minutes old, and they're days old, and weeks old, etc.
And then after they've lived 12 months, they become 1 year old, right?
Yeah.
So since
because they start at zero.
Right. So when the year
but there was never a year zero. We're talking
about... when did it become year one after 12 months had passed? So at the year 2000,
No, it becomes 1 year one for the baby after it's a year old. But time, you're talking about something that man invented. Man invented the calendar. So there was never a year zero.
And when it became year one.
It didn't become year one. That was the first year. One was the first year.
It was 1 AD.
Right.
In January.
I mean, just stop and think about it. Was there a year zero? Everybody knows the answer is
no.
No, there was no year zero. So if the first year was 1, then the first decade ended not in 9, but in the year 10. So every decade ends in a 0, in 10, and every century ends in 0, and every millennium ends in the last year that with a 0. Right?
New.
Yes?
New.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He can't handle it. He just can't handle it. He's just lost it, gone off the deep ends. Call June Allison, pal. She's got a sale this week. 5670560. We got some nice Taco Bell here today, courtesy of Joe Costello, who borrowed somebody's handicap sticker to go out there and park up real close. Burrito Supreme with no beans and no burrito, thank you. Got my fork, just eat out the insides. You know, I never really thought about it before, but it's not real appetizing when you look at it. You know, when you eat the inside, just stick your fork in it and eat it, but don't look at it. Like so many other things. I do love Taco Bell though. And what's wrong with that little dog? Why is everybody so whipped up about that poor little dog, you know? I like the Taco Bell dog. You know who I really like a lot? And I just don't understand. I guess it's like the vanilla ice cream thing again. You know, first of all, Pepsi tastes so much better than Coke and always has. And their ads, their advertising campaigns are a trillion times better than Coke's ever have been. They always are. And the thing with the little girl, that's the greatest. Next to the Bud Light spot with the still short, you know, next to that, the thing with the little girl, especially the one where she's doing the Godfather, you know, at the counter where they give her a Coke instead. And she chews him out with a Godfather voice. And then, grazie. She does the little Italian thing. That's great. Why isn't Pepsi just going through the roof? You know? I mean, I know there are a lot of people in this town who prefer Coke.
Yeah, man.
But you can only push some of that, so much of it up your nose before you have to wet your whistle, you know? Here's Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How's it going? I want to answer that poll question.
Okay. You believe in God, sir?
I believe in the creator. I don't know about God, but I do believe in the creator because somebody had to create all of this.
Uh-huh. So you don't know. What about life after death?
No.
And should we stop talking about it?
Absolutely not.
Okay, God bless
you.
Great
topic.
God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay. See, you can expound on that, the thing about creator, and, you know, what? I don't get that. We're just here. Let's have a good time. We're just here. Like Sonny from the market said, we're not here for a long time, just for a good time. And, of course, in his case, for a bad time. I'm so sorry about that. He's such a good guy, you know. Sonny from the market with the white hair, the old wrestler. He ought to run for governor. Look what a great governor they got up in Minnesota, Jesse the Body Man. This guy turns out to be great. He turns out to be a genius. He really believes in separation of church and state. He believes in government leaving everybody alone. He believes in all the right stuff.
Had a casual inauguration party.
Yeah, right. You don't believe in going out there with a big suit and a tie on and putting on this imperious thing for the public and wasting all the taxpayers' money.
It was pot luck.
Right.
Everybody to bring
pot luck, that's right. And everybody likes a little pot luck. Oh, and by the way, where did I read? Now, who was it that just, where was it where they decriminalized marijuana for medical use? Where the hell am I thinking about? It wasn't anywhere in this country.
Nevada?
No, it must have been a thing in Canada. I'm trying to think of which province it was. Nevada, my ass. It was somewhere in Canada, which, by the way, they're, of course, light years ahead of us. And not nearly as many of them shooting each other up. Here's Deerfield Beach. Hello.
My nigga Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
It's the Nigga Neil Show, nigga caller.
Yes, it is.
How you
Neil, I'm a lifelong Islanders fan, so...
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You think I believe in God?
No.
And no, absolutely no way.
You might believe in the grotten, the fisherman, though. What the hell is it, the grotten fisherman?
Yeah, the Gordon fisherman?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe in nothing right now. If there is an afterlife, though, I'd like to be reincarnated as Al Goldstein.
Then if there's an Antichrist, it might be Mike Milbury.
It might be. And in closing, can I call somebody a douchebag?
Yes, sir.
Mark, if you're listening, you're a fool, critter, and a douchebag.
Okay.
Take care.
And Denise Potben, what we know about him.
He's an asshole.
567-0560, #560 on the Mobile One line. See, I think that's what God found out. They won those Stanley Cups with Denise Potben. He turned on the Islander franchise bitterly. And everybody abandoned him like they had the plague. Here's a lady in Fort, thanks for Brian Berard, by the way. Here's a lady in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Yes, Neil. This is Florence. And
just like Florence, yes.
My daughter shot herself with my pistol when she was 16 years old,
uh-huh.
And it was only because I was stupid enough to have the damn thing in the house.
Uh-huh.
I will never forgive myself for being that idiotic again,
mm-hmm.
But it's a little bit late now.
Yeah.
I also am not a great believer in God.
Mm-hmm.
Which wouldn't you think after that?
Not after that, no, I wouldn't think so.
Well, do you think that having a gun in the house and leaving it there, I was brought
up. Yeah, that's always a real good idea, yeah.
I was brought up in a house full of guns.
Uh-huh.
And?
Well, whoever left him around should have been shot. 567-0560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Let me say it again. Let's hear it for all those NRA people, they got the right money in the right pockets yesterday again. Those good old Republicans, God, guns, and hate. And they made damn sure that we don't have, we don't want to tighten it up too much. You go to your gun show, voluntary now. We don't want to make it mandatory. It's voluntary. If you want to tell them that you're an ex-murderer, go ahead. If not, well, that's okay, too. Maybe you had dinner with
Roy
the other night, okay? And you want to buy two or three extra machetes. You know, just to chop some wild brush down in the backyard. You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
People who admire scumbags. I'm going to write a book about that. People who love trash. Even the guys who have to pick up the trash, I bet you don't love it. You think the people who pick up trash ever, look through it? Huh? I mean, every now and then they're finding babies or, live people in dumpsters. Here's a mobile in Delray Beach. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing, Neil?
Great.
I'll take the first copy of your book.
Oh, boy. You talk about neurotic repetition again. Same old. Yeah, how many years has it been? How many years has it been? And interestingly enough for you racetrack people, you assholes, I brought up that thing by Clark Spencer yesterday, this year about that dog, that 17-year-old dog, Benji, and how Ken Dunn and the Churchill Downs people want to kick him off the track and probably, he'll go waste away and die his life. And did we have a call about that?
No.
But we get this jackass again with his neurotic crap. Not interested, sir. Don't give a crap. And guess what? I've been checking the attendance. Neither does anybody else. 567-0560, #560 on the Mobile One line. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Neil, I got something to say about that cold.
Uh-huh.
First of all, I have insomnia. I'm dyslexic and agnostic, and I stay up late at night wondering if there really is a dog.
Yeah.
Have a nice...
Okay, yeah. You're just as good as the horse track guy. Wrong dog. 567-0560, #560. On the Mobile One. See how clever they all are? How creative they are? I mean, as boring as a big pile of elephant poop in your backyard? 567-0560, #560 on the Mobile One line. As we continue searching for somebody with a brain, last two, no hope. No chance. Anybody doubted that we have an overpopulation problem should have heard those two calls back to back. Here's a mobile in Kendall. Hello.
My God, how do you follow that?
Not easy.
Going back to your CD thing for just a moment.
Yes, sir.
I've been in the music business for quite some time, and basically, if you got it already, it's no big deal. But Sam Ash is like the Brandsmart of the music retailers, so whatever. But if you're looking for in bulk, you can buy those CD recordables at any computer store. They're like 50 for $49.
50 for $49?
They sell them in bulk. They don't come with the jewel cases. You have to buy the jewel cases.
Who wants the jewel cases anyway? Who needs that?
They're called a CD spindle. They come in spindles of 50 and 100. And they're between 99 cents and 89 cents, depending on how much you buy.
Excellent.
As far as your poll question goes, no, I don't believe in God. I believe there's probably some kind of an existence after this. I don't know if it's spiritual, dimensional, but it sure as hell ain't heaven and hell. And, yeah, I'd love to keep you talking about it, because if you don't, we're going to be peddling all this crap. The one thing that I was always curious about with religion is, why is it that when recorded time started, all the great miracles stopped?
Right.
So I don't understand that. And in closing, pro-life means no guns. See ya.
Okay. 567-0560, pound 560 on the mobile one line. Very good, sir. Excellent. We give him like a sitting ovation at any rate. Yeah, the gun lovers maybe like our second call of the morning this morning, a real jackass, real militant, hostile, hateful. They get very arrogant and very upset if you don't share their love of guns. If you don't like that, yeah, they get real pissed off about that. God forbid somebody should come along and take away. And I, you know what I love are the laws where you can only buy like one gun per month or one gun per week. Depending on the states, they have these unbelievable, like you have to buy one gun every month. I think it's like one a week. That's only 52 a year. How about one an hour? How would that would be a great law, wouldn't it be? Like, we're really putting some teeth into this stuff because we really care, right?
No.
We don't, because all the people with the big bucks are buying off all your crooked politicians as usual. See, if it were legitimate, they wouldn't have to buy off the politicians. But because it's not, just like the old tobacco lobby. Right, Jesse? 1256 at 560 QM, there's a...
Sports Radio 560, WQAM,
it's the one, the 2 hour.
Willie, are you still in the bathroom?
Yeah, Mom, I'll be right out.
Little Willie Stamper just found something amazing, and his life will never be the same.
God, he sure is in there an awful lot. Are you all right in there, Willie?
Oh, almost finished.
Coming soon to theaters everywhere. It's...
Yes!
When I Found My Dad's Pornos.
Willie, where did all the Kleenex go? And what's this all over the floor? Were you eating in here again?
From depressed and awkward teen to the happiest guy in school, Willie Stamper has found heaven in his father's hope chest.
Oh, it's okay, Mom. You and Dad go out. I'll stay here and watch the house. I don't mind.
When I Found My Dad's Pornos, rated PG-13. All kids aged 13 must see this film.
Definitely going to burn in hell. 2 minutes after one at 560 WQAM. Speaking of burning in hell, wait till you hear who's going to be doing Hank's show this afternoon. Hank is up in Baltimore covering the Preakness, and we got Mr. Bill Zimfer from the Miami Dolphins, voice of the Dolphins from Philadelphia on the ISDN. Anybody know who that is?
No.
Voice of the Dolphins. You still know who he is?
No.
No. Jim Mandich at 6 o'clock, and then, of course, we got tonight hockey. We got Colorado Avalanche at Detroit, and the Red Wings will kick their ass tonight. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's a mobile in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Neil?
Great.
I got a funny little story for you. My brother was out at a golf course the other day, and Mr. Wayne Heising happened to be out there at the golf course.
He's an asshole. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, you're going to even wait till you hear this. He was there, and so it starts to rain. And so instead of rather him getting in his car, he calls for his helicopter. And, of course, this begins to kick up all the dust
onto
all the workers and everything like that.
Nice.
And of all the things, you know what he gives the guy? He gives him, like, $10. And I told him, you know what you should have told him? Should have told him exactly what his last name spelled. Huge Nazi, right?
He's an asshole. Yeah.
That's right. And there is a God, and his name is Neil.
Okay, thank you, sir. 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. So excited about this Panthers urine in review. Anybody want it? Huh? No takers.
Urine?
Season in review. And you open it. I mean, the cover is pretty weak. I mean, Ray Whitney wouldn't even shave for this thing. Look at that. I beg your pardon?
I'm sorry. I was just having a conversation with one of the callers.
And here's the game-by-game summary. And it's pretty boring, pretty weak. Got a nice full-page ad for a Surge, though, on the back inside cover. And Bud Light on the back. As in, still short. 567-0560, pound 560 on a mobile online. Let's update our survey right now. Is there a God? 4 people say yes. 7 say no. And 5 say, I don't know. Life after death, 3 say yes. No say 8, 9. And 3, I don't know. And then nobody says we should stop talking about it. Well, that's a good sign, which means our friend, my friend from Key West didn't call in yet. Here's a plantation. Hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Back to the gun issue. I read the paper every day, but sometimes I can't do it for a week. A week before the shooting in Colorado, I found an incredible article that Denver and Colorado legislature was going to destroy every gun law they had there and try to bring back concealed weapons.
Right.
And I bet half of these legislators were sitting there pontificating and crying at the funeral. What a crock of shot.
Mm-hmm.
What a crock of shot.
Yeah.
And, is there a God? No. We came from worms. And what was the second question?
Have a nice day. 5670560, pound 560 on the 18T wireless line. We came from worms, George.
Worms.
Worms. That's what the guy said. We came from worms, which is why everybody likes head. Because when you got one on both ends. Here's Hollywood. Hello.
Yeah, on the poll.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we'll go no, no, and yes, definitely.
No, no.
And yes, please.
And
yes!
Oh, I love the show when you do that.
Okay.
It's wild. Oh, let me tell you, in close, my defining moment when I gave up on both Catholicism and religion.
Uh-huh.
16 years old in Catholic high school. The priest there was talking about the joy of being in heaven, all these fun things you can do.
Right.
And one of them, and I swear this is a quote, he said, one of the things you can do is you can watch the suffering of the people in hell anytime you want.
Like through a window, like a peep show.
Well, exactly, and it blew my mind. My
yeah.
first reaction.
Did, you throw garbage? Did they take quarters?
Well, I figured I'm going to sit, you know, in a masturbate watching this stuff.
Right.
And I just went crazy.
Yeah, but then you'll wind up down there with them, so you better watch it.
Well, I went crazy. I got thrown out of the class. I never went back to the school. My parents and I had a little problem over that, but
yeah.
That was the end of my thing. So that's where we're at.
Congratulations, dear sir.
Love what you do.
And happy Sukkot.
Take care.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Let's see, it's May 13th. We must have some holiday coming up here somewhere. We had Log Bomer. That was, I think that's over with already. Log Boner. And there must be some other good one because, you know, with the Jews, we always have another good holiday to keep you on the hook, keep you coming back, keep you paying those dues. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Coral Springs. Hello.
Neil, how you doing, buddy?
Okay, sir.
First of all, I'd like to say that both my son and I are tried and true Panther fans. Regardless of how they did this season, I still think they're the best. Number two, I'd like...
One.
They're the best hockey team to me as far as I'm
stunk.
Concerned.
They stunk.
Yeah.
They stunk.
Yeah. And that city hangs up the phone because rumor says...
They stunk.
Okay, they're the best hockey team, okay? Anybody believe that?
No.
I believe in God before I believe that. See what a bunch of emotional cripples these people are? All you got to do is just joke around with it a little bit. And if you just even... If it even challenges in this... Oh... In the most amusing, the most bizarre, the most minimal way, they just click, they're gone. Guy hangs up. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Yeah, they're the best hockey team, I'll tell you that. We're burning them, baby, and the CDs, too. So anyway, the guy who wanted to know what Hasta que yo mires is.
Hasta que lo mires voy a intentarlo.
Like I said, here's a guy who can really sing. And once upon a time, before he got a real fat ass, he looked pretty good, too, I believe. Oh, the rumors are he's going to get a lot of ass. Those are the rumors. So it goes to show you there are people with a lot of... And, of course, to show you what kind of assholes we got in the... And, by the way, nice article today, Tom Jicky. Did anybody see it?
No.
Because there wasn't any about those ratings. I guess he's probably waiting until the middle of July to write about the winter book. What a jerk. What a jerkball. But at any rate, anybody see the reviews when Luis Miguel had his last concert here? They always rip him in the Herald. Well, you know, and his album was okay, but it's more the same old stuff, and his concert is the same old, it's stale, it's not, you know. But Ricky Martin, they're all
yeah.
Bunch of faggots over there at the Herald. You're not fooling me. 9 minutes after one at 560 WQM. If you're
Sports Fag Radio, 560 WQAM is proud to present a show that you're going to love. You want fag sports? We got them. Starting this Monday,
It's the I'm Not Gay Show with Wally and Brian Cox. Only on 560 WQAM.
In theaters now.
It's the totally new Star Wars. Yoda loses his virginity.
Oh, R2-D2, you are one hot mama. Oh, what's happening to me? Oh, my. Oh, oh, what's this? Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Yoda gets jiggy with R2-D2.
Ooh, R2-D2, give it to me, baby.
Showing now in a theater near you.
Speaking of Brian Cox, you think Yoda ever said...
Suck my dick.
115 is 560 WQAM, and of course, speaking of...
Roy!
We'll get off of that. That OJ thing. My blood is curdling just thinking about that. Thank God I calmed myself down with those two of Burrito Supremes with no beans, with no burritos from Taco Bell. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Pig Report in Wilton Manors. Hello.
Hey, Neil?
Yes, sir.
First, I'll take your poll question that I want to tell you about a 911 fiasco. Go ahead.
Okay, is there a God, sir?
I came from a Catholic home, and it's been beaten into my head. It's hard to go the other way, but I'm disbelieving now.
Okay.
I say no.
Life after death?
No.
Okay, no. And should we stop talking about these religious things?
No.
Okay.
No. But yesterday.
No.
Yes.
Here in Wilton Manors, somebody, my 16-year-old daughter was home alone. Somebody kicked in the front door of the house.
Nice.
Chased her into the bathroom.
Jesus.
She called me first. I called 911 and told them to send a cruiser to that house, that address.
Right.
I raced over there. I waited there from 1 o'clock until 3 o'clock before a police officer showed up there.
Beautiful.
3 o'clock before a 911 call was responded to. Say, thank God for the police.
Oh, we're fine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Neil.
Okay, good luck, pal. We'll need it. How do you like that? It only took them 2 hours. Well, they're busy. They probably just brought the fresh donuts out. 5670 It's like the SWAT team. They were busy swatting flies outside school there before they decided it was time to go in after everybody bled to death. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. Here's Mobile in Pembroke Pines. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
Hey, before I get to the poll question, when you were in school, in grade school, did you ever play that game called Telephone, where the teacher or student would go to the first person in the desk and say something, and by the time it got to the last...
Oh, sure. Everybody played that, right.
Exactly. That's how I view how religion is, because that's how the Bible was. They didn't have writing utensils.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Right. Hand-me-down fairy tales. That's right.
Great. The poll question.
Okay, do you believe in God, sir?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, okay, well, I'll make that a yes. The yeses need some help. Life after death?
No way.
Okay. And should we discontinue talking about it on the show?
Talk about it as much as possible. Can I call a couple people douchebags?
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
The guy that called that said we come from worms.
Yeah.
And Ken Bellanger.
Okay.
See ya.
5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. And don't forget Harry Benson, too, by the way. Let's go to a mobile in Parkland. Hello.
Hey, Neil. I'd like to respond to the poll and also give you a spy report on the Penguins' Toronto game tonight.
Okay. Spy report on a game that hasn't been played yet. Okay.
All right. I got a good spy report. We got the Leafs may have a good chance tonight because there's 3 scratches for the Penguins. You got Alexei Kovalov out.
Yeah.
And you got Titov out again.
Right.
And Morozov. Those are 3 key people on the power play. Two of them got hurt this morning.
Is Stevie Sullivan going to play for the Leafs, though? That's a big question.
Well, that I don't know.
Got to get him back in there.
The one side report.
Got to get Stevie back in the lineup and crank him up and crank Berezin up, too.
Well, they're skating well, but they're just not scoring it, putting it in the basket.
And they're just not playing any defense when it counts the most. But anyway, moving along.
Pittsburgh's playing good defense. The poll. Press the old no button and give me the no's for all 3.
Okay.
No.
Attaboy. All right, thanks a lot, Neil.
Okay, go Leafs, go, pal.
Are you still going with the Leafs in 6?
Oh, yeah, why not?
All right, I told you, Penguins in 6.
Okay.
Thanks.
Good luck to us all. 5-6-7, no Alexei Kovalev, that's good. Let's and we don't want to hear no crying, okay? Well, this one's injured. How about Igor Korolev? He's missing a whole series with a broken foot. How about Alan McCauley? He's still out. He's been out for months, thanks to New Jersey. And now Stevie Sullivan misses the game the other night. But we'll see. It ought to be another good game. That was a good game the last 2 periods the other night. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I do want to take your poll, and yes, I do believe in God.
Okay. And life after death?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. And should we stop doing the shows on religion?
I think so, yes. Because, you know, you're only sharing your ignorance.
Okay, well, we must be pretty ignorant because you're the only one who said so, but thank you very much. 5670, so in other words, he can't just say yes and have a good reason for it, but we're sharing our ignorance. In other words, he's better than we are. I'm not saying that to anybody else who disagrees. I'm listening very respectfully, even to people who I think are full of crap, but being the good religious guy that he is, we're sharing our ignorance. What you said, sir, spoke volumes. That was like saying a million words in about 20 or 30 right there, what you just said. Always condescending, always holier than thou, always so much more knowledgeable than all the rest of us peons. He's got all the answers, and I'm sharing my ignorance. Well, you know, sharing is important. Isn't that what the Lord said when he sent all the hornets down and the wasps and the Anglos? Here's Montreal.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Okay.
Actually, I would have called yesterday, except I was on my way from Toronto here to Montreal. And I'm a little depressed over the hockey game.
Yeah.
But I got a
spy report. It's only one game, sir. Just remember that. It's only one game.
Yeah, well, we got robbed. But anyway, I was just watching. I know you don't care too much about the World Hockey Championship.
No, not at all.
I know. But I was just watching.
There are 10 people in the world that care about that.
Well, you know.
For them to be playing that crap right at the same time that the Stanley Cup playoffs are going on is typical of the whole hockey world. They just don't get it.
Well, it's all the scrubs, you know. But we'll take them.
Yeah.
You know, being Canadian, it's a pride thing. But I just have to tell you this. They had, it came down to Czechs and Canada in a shootout, and everyone scored for Canada except for, of all people, who do you think? Niedermeyer.
Yeah.
He would be the only one to miss. And, tell me about it. What's his name? Spaschek actually scored for Czechs to win it. So
who did?
Spaschek.
Oh, Sissy Spaschek.
Yeah, Spaschek.
Yeah, right.
Of all people. So, of course, of everyone, Niedermeyer would be the only one to miss, and Spaschek would score. So pretty much my vacation's ruined, and I'll be going home in a little depressed.
Your vacation is ruined for what?
Being Canadian. We want summer.
Oh, come on. Now you sound like Don Cherry again with that ego problem. Forget about that crap. It's just a game. Don't worry about all you kids out there. We're the best. Forget about that, okay?
It's in our blood. What can I say?
Canada is light years ahead of the U.S. of A., and don't ever forget it.
I won't. Thanks.
Except
I get
for
back.
Those frogs. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, see ya. Except for the frogs, of course, and everybody, nobody wants them. 5-6-7, in fact, they keep threatening to secede from the rest of the country, and everybody's saying, please. 5-6-7-0-5-60, pound 560. I think I get a little of that meat in my throat, you know? Yeah, a little of that taco meat. You know, the stuff that kind of like sits there for hours and hours in that big vat. Oh, boy, I bet you we could hear some wild stories about a lot of these foods that we eat, especially in these fast food places, stuff that sits there just hour after hour after hour with all the fat and the mung kind of like coagulating in there. Mmm. That's what makes it taste so good. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Neil, how are you doing today?
Great.
All right, a couple things. First of all, God, yeah, I think so. I'm not sure in what capacity, but there's got to be something there.
Uh-huh.
Afterlife, 100%, because I'll tell you what, hell, it's either Madison Square Garden or where all these Bible beaters are going, because both of them stink. And heaven, that's where they serve up all the steak and shake Frisco melts you can eat.
Okay. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line as we continue searching for the ultimate truth here today. Are we having any success?
No.
We're searching, baby. We're scouring for it. Any women calling in here today? Got any opinions on these things? Any women? We had that one lady who sounded like kind of, Florence? I think Florence used to be Bruce in a previous life. That's what Shirley MacLaine said. Here's Deerfield. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Paul. No, no, no. Also, I want to respond to the guy.
No.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can respond to the guy in World Manners. I live there. I've never had him take over 10 minutes to get to the house.
Yeah.
Sounds like a strange story to me.
Why is that?
Because it doesn't happen in World Manners. We've got our own private police department, or not private, but city police department.
So in other words, you think that he made it up?
Yep.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Maybe he got a ticket or something. Maybe he got a speeding ticket.
Maybe he got a speeding ticket.
Or maybe he didn't make it up. Okay, well, thank you. And maybe, maybe there's a God, maybe not. Maybe Hervé Villechaize is still alive. Maybe Kennedy is still alive and hanging out up in Hyannisport. Who the hell knows? Who knows any of these things, huh? We just don't know. Everything is a big mystery. I think you're a lot better off to just say, it's a mystery. Who gives an F? You know what I'm saying? as opposed to trying to beat everybody over the head, like the guy that we had called two or three calls back there. Yeah, just showing your ignorance. You're just showing your big fat
ass to
the whole world, okay? Yeah, okay. Doesn't bother me. I'm getting paid a lot of money to show my fat ass. Here's a mobile in North Miami. Hello.
Neil, how
yes,
you doing?
Sir. Great.
Hey, a couple of things. The first thing is on that computer question. The reason that we couldn't do 1999 in the dates is because computer memory back in the 50s was expensive. So to save money, they only used two numbers. That's the real reason. Had nothing to do with binary.
Right.
The other thing is, regarding your poll question, you know, I don't care if someone wants to masturbate to the Virgin Mary at home. Whatever they want to do, let them do it. Just don't shove it down my throat.
Right.
That's the bottom line. You know, we got all these...
Well, I think it would probably be better if they did masturbate to the Virgin Mary than to shove it down your throat, but I mean... yeah.
And somebody mentioned, you know, a couple calls back about our greatest fear. I think this ties into religion. To me, in my opinion, our greatest fear is that the answer is that we're all there is. That's man's greatest fear.
Yeah.
So people
and,
can't
and you know something?
That.
And you know what really is disturbing to me about that is people who have that attitude must think that life is pretty crappy, you know? What's so bad? I mean, yeah, there's a lot of crap going on, but what's so terrible? It sure beats it beats the alternative.
Life is good. Life is what you make of it. You can be happy or sad. You know, there are boneheads and there are, you know, cool people. And
that's what I always say. Twice a month, life is pretty damn sweet.
Yeah, we got a real life. I got to get back to it.
Okay.
Take care.
5670560 pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. I'm not saying that money is everything. Oh, you know, we've got to stop being so materialistic and all this narcissism, you know, about how you look and nose jobs and all kinds of blow jobs. You know, we got to stop with that stuff, don't we? Don't we have to?
No.
Oh, okay. I mean, just like that Britney Spears thing. Okay, so she's voluptuous and she's really smoldering and she's got a great body and beautiful, round, firm breasts, even if they're not for real, who the hell cares? But I mean, there's got to be more to life than just...
No.
Oh. You're right. Well, the money part helps a lot.
Big time.
Ask Al Goldstein. 126 at 560 WQAM.
Roger's got.
Ow!
What's the matter, honey?
This hard, crusty snot, it's impossible to dig out. It hurts.
That used to be me, but not since I discovered boogies.
Boogies? You mean by the Bee Gees?
No, silly. Boogies. It liquefies dried, stubborn snot on contact, so it slides right out. Here, give it a try.
Okay.
Now blow.
Hey, Boogies works great. Take a look.
I'll say it works. Looks like you picked me a winner.
From now on, I'm going to get boogers better with boogies.
All right. 131 at 560 WQM. Bill Zimfer, the great, the astonishing, the anonymous voice of your Miami Dolphins.
No.
Will be here. Yes, he will. He'll be here 2 to 6 for Hank Goldberg, who's up at the Preakness in Baltimore. Jim Maddie, 6 o'clock till 7:30, Colorado at Detroit, NHL playoff hockey tonight. Well, I had something. So, oh, I know what it was. You know, the thing that disturbs me the most, because I reread it, this New Times thing about the best radio station, and then they come up with this pirate station. There's one paragraph in here, that one sentence that's so disturbing. I realize you think you're a bunch of avant-garde assholes over there. You got half of that right. It says, but good ideas are like mushrooms that pop up overnight, and within a few weeks of the raid, the station was on the air again. Good ideas are like mushrooms that pop up again. It's a good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's a good idea to go ahead and you know, put on some illegal stations on the air and clutter up the goddamn airwaves and just put whatever crap you want on there. It's a real good idea. So say the people at New Times. God, are you a bunch of assholes. Man. Just craziness. And like I said, it's just like these right-wingers who write these stupid letters to the editor who pretend that they don't understand it, you know? And these people, the same thing. Oh, well, we didn't realize that there were laws about putting crap like that on the air. Yeah, right. Whatever you say. Here's the sunrise. Hello. Okay, line 8 again. Write it down. Mark it down. Line 8 is on the fritz again today. Here's a mobile in Coral Springs. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
There absolutely and positively must be a God.
Yeah.
There's just too much order and predictability all around us. How could you possibly account for it without some sort of force?
Yeah, uh-huh. Like nature has nothing to do with that. Okay, and what about life after death, sir?
I hope so. There's a lot of cheerleaders I haven't bagged in college I'd like to get a second shot at.
Okay. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. I'm taking his vote off on the God thing. Just a jackass. See, this is something very, very serious, isn't it?
No.
Huh? Like life and death, heavy duty. We're trying to, like, educate. We're trying to stimulate. We're trying to massage the cerebrums of this audience out there. And are we having any luck?
No.
Especially with a guy like him that thinks he's a sit-down comedian. About as funny as cancer with a big toe. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I believe in God. Yes, I believe in the afterlife. And we should talk about it until we all hurl. That's what I say. And God is up in heaven right now doing the Jim Carrey Yelp.
Okay, whatever that means. 5670 5. See what I'm saying? Just one sit-down comedian after another. What's the point? Was this guy funny?
No.
Interesting?
No.
Amusing?
No.
Provocative?
No.
Anything?
No.
Killed about 40 seconds, though. Here's Miami. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
Yes, there is definitely a God.
Uh-huh.
Yes, there is an afterlife.
Yes.
And you can talk about it as much as you want, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
I like the contrasting opinions.
Okay.
Okay.
And have a great life.
Toodles.
Okay. Toodaloo. Okay, there you go. So far we've only had one, and that was that imperious jackass that called before that said we should stop talking about it because I'm showing my ass to the world how ignorant we all are who happen to disagree with him. That's right, you're smart and we're dumb. We're like Fredo in Godfather 1. Or is it the other way around? He's like Fredo. Smart. Not dumb like everybody says. Smart. And that's why he says all those Hail Marys while he's out there fishing, by the way, you know? Oh, sorry, Fredo. He must have been like one short. Still short. Here's Sunrise. Hello.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
God.
Yes, I am.
First, let me do the poll.
Okay. You believe in God, sir?
Probably not. I'm not sure. Some days the opinion varies, but who cares? You know,
okay.
It doesn't really matter.
Life after death?
Hell no.
Hell
Half
no.
Fun.
Oh, watch yourself.
And you may talk about religion. Neil, you're funny. You're amusing. Even when I don't agree with you, I like listening to you.
Okay.
So keep it up.
I'm a panic.
Listen, I'm the guy who was quoted in an article about the ACLU. I was the one out protesting at the Fort Lauderdale City Commission chambers.
Well, God bless you, sir.
Here. I heard at the ACLU meeting that you mentioned it on the
leave
air.
Leave it to those farbissin intolerant goyim. They've always got to stick Jesus in there. They always got to stick all their abortion stuff in there to piss everybody off because they have no understanding
right. That
there might be anybody else with a different point of view. So where, you know, there are people maybe trying to get along together a little bit and get
right.
a little bit of understanding. Instead of that, they always got to inject their crap and piss everybody else off.
And I'll tell you one other thing, Neil.
Well, which proves the point, by the way,
yeah.
about how it doesn't belong in government
right.
places or
exactly.
public schools or any public place. But
exactly. Anyway. They're obviously doing it because they're trying to weasel their way in and run the country their way.
Yes.
Aside from you, I've only had one person come up to me and say that they really strongly agreed with what I did,
yeah.
what I said. And you know who that was, Neil? My rabbi.
Right.
So, and he gets it too. You know?
Okay.
Not every person of religion is an idiot.
Happy, happy Shavuos.
Zygazint.
And back to you. Okay, there you go. There's a good Jewish boy for you there.
Boy!
5670560. Oh, yeah, that's at ACLU. Yeah, thank God for the ACLU, which I don't always agree with them, but thank God for them to protect us from these religious nutcases, these fanaticals, whatever the hell they are, Christians and Muslims and the super Orthodox Yids and whatever they are, trying to jam it down our throat. And, of course, if you jam it down your throat, you know what's going to happen. You're going to go to hell. Isn't that what they always say? I heard that this morning. If you jam it down your throat, you're going to
go to hell.
Yeah, that's what I heard. That's what he said. Yeah, that Tom Jicka, you know something? If you don't have that column tomorrow in the Sun Sentinel, I'm just going to go ape here tomorrow for 4 hours. I'm just so sick and tired of him. He pretends to be interested in what's going on. He pretends, but this is a market where like nobody's got a radio. The only thing that people care about in radio is they like the pirate stations that are on in New Times. Isn't it really neat? And isn't it a shame the government came along and peed in their parade? And hallelujah that, they were able to get it back on there again because that's what the New Times assholes listen to. See, when you're smoking as much bad dope as you are over there at New Times, that's the kind of garbage that you probably enjoy.
Yeah, I'm on.
Right. 23 before 2 at 5. And then they're going to say, well, that's because we picked Hank and not you. Believe me, I guarantee you, there ain't nobody over there listening to the Hank Goldberg show at New Times. They're all lying there wasted, rolling around on the floor doing their magic mushrooms.
Your mornings will never be the same on 560 WQAM.
starting this Monday. It's the Paul Harvey Jr. Show, featuring Fat Rich, and 4 hours of zany morning zoo fun with Jeff Gonzer and Norma Kent. That's Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., only on 560 WQAM.
I never had much luck with the ladies. Well, that was before I discovered that clothes do make the man.
Good morning, Mr. Burns.
Good morning, Miss Sims.
Can I get you a cup of coffee?
Yes, thank you. See what I mean? I owe all my success to Dickers All Cotton Slacks. Dickers has put the bulges in all the right places. They come in three styles. Just noticeable, very noticeable, and if you're like me, hung like a hamster, there's... Is that a salami in your pocket?
Nice pants.
Are you doing anything after work?
I am now.
Dickers, all cotton slacks.
I wonder if Flavio Caesar wears them. Okay, it's 18 till 2 at 560 WQM. Don't forget, the pressure is mounting. It's building. You can almost cut it with a butter knife with your little toe. Bill Zimfer for Hank Goldberg coming up at 2 o'clock. I think people probably ought to ask him about the fact that the morning team is being replaced next Monday by Phil Hendry. What do you think?
Are you sure?
That's the rumor I'm hearing. Maybe he'll have an opinion. I don't think he'll know who Phil Hendry is. Well, that's right. He was on, right? He was on IOD with us doing the Dolphin game when Phil was there. Am I right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait till he finds out Phil's going to be starting doing mornings next Monday. Here's a call from Nassau. Hello.
Yeah, man.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Great.
Well, I guess you won't be hearing from me no more, but to answer your poll question.
Well, what does that mean?
No, well, I'm calling from, if you think it's bad over there, it's the religious fanatics.
Yeah.
When they hear about me and Trace this.
Oh, that'll be it. Yeah.
A couple of them. Well, no, of course there is no God. At least I don't believe there is one.
Yes, sir.
No, I don't think there's life after death.
Yes.
And yes, definitely continue it.
Okay.
Continue the discourse.
We'll bring you some flowers, pal.
Thank you very much. I'll need them. But there are a couple of us. I mean, there are a lot of us that listen to you down here.
And yeah, man.
And we all love you. But then there are one or two of us of similar thinking that I think just has a little bit of, we use a little bit of common sense. Not
right.
Too much.
Always dangerous, that common sense. Very dangerous.
But no, just wanted to let you know that that's the sound. Am I the only one from Nassau so far?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I guess that means we're an atheist country.
And tell Merv that I said hi, by the way.
Take care,
and tell him to butch up. Okay, see ya.
Sorry.
And now that Ava's gone, he's got no beard anymore either. 5670560 #560 on the AT&T wireless line. I'm surprised he didn't turn to the pig, you know? What was the name of the pig on that show? Was it Ava on that show, or was it
Ava?
Yeah.
Arnold.
Green Acres. That's right. Maybe Merv would like Arnold. Of course, Maria might get upset. Let's go to a mobile in Davie. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Neil, how you doing?
Great.
Listen, about this millennium nonsense.
Right.
Let me explain it to you, okay?
Go ahead. Explain away.
All right. This is the way it is. When time is measured, it's measured in what's gone by, not what's yet to come. So in other words, like in
talking about the calendar. Yeah.
Yeah. Like in 1999, that means that 1,999 years have passed.
Yes.
Now we're in the 2000th year. So in January 2000, that means 2,000 years will have passed. So in January,
no, sir, let's slow down. The first 1,000 years were years 1 through 1,000. Is that right?
No, incorrect.
Wait a minute.
Okay.
This is so simple that even Arnold the Pig could figure it out. The year 1, no, listen to me. 1 through 1,000, is that 1,000 or not, numerically?
Numerically, yes, it is.
And numerically, that's how we date the calendar numerically.
But time isn't measured in single days. It's measured
Forget about time, okay? We're talking about the calendar. We're talking about something man-made that started with a 1. The end of the first 1,000... What is it?
It started at 0.
It did not start at 0. There was
the baseline.
Sir, you know as well as I do that there was no year 0.
Okay, there wasn't technically speaking, but guys didn't sit around in the year 1 BC and say next year we're going to start going the other way. Historians assign those values.
Go the other way. That's why things went to hell in a handbasket.
Exactly. But historians assign those values. So, for instance, here's a great example. This should clear it up. That's why we call this the 20th century, and it's 1900s. It's the same principle. See what I'm saying? This is the 20th century, but it's 1999. And next year, when in the year 2000 comes, it'll be the 21st century. It's the same exact principle. So at the end of this year, 2,000 years will be complete, and that will be the millennium. That is absolutely correct, sir. At this January 1st, the year 2000, the 2000.
Well, now wait a minute. This guy's got a point. How could it be the 20th century if it's only still the 1900s?
Exactly. It's the same principle. If you apply it, well, the only thing you're doing there is using centuries instead of years.
Yeah.
So it's the same exact principle.
Well, I'm waiting for George to respond to you since he's the one that convinced me he converted me.
Well, he's the George.
It was still the 20th century through the year 1900 and didn't become the 20th century until 1901. I mean, the 20th.
Right.
Sorry, backwards.
Exactly. So you're always behind. It's the same principle with the years.
You're always
behind. You measure history in what has happened.
But wait a minute. The one through 100 was the first century.
Zero through 99 was the first century.
Through 100.
100 was the second century. Once you get to 100, now you're in the second century.
No, but wait a minute.
If you clear it.
What is it?
You're in the second century.
Yep.
I'm getting ahead of it.
The second century started at 101.
No, 100. Just like the
yeah, George is right. George is right. I'm back up. And he George is right. Have a great day. You're right. See, I was
because they do that.
I was confused because of the difference in the number, but obviously the second century was in the hundreds. Correct. That's why we're in the 20th century because it's the 90s. That's right. Don't mess with George on this one, sir, because he is absolutely
correct.
Yes,
it's not something I made up.
No, it's a fact, but this guy almost had me, I start thinking about it, because they start with this pseudo-intellectual rap of theirs.
Numerologist battle.
You ever hear any pseudo-intellectual rap? Huh?
Yeah, I'm on.
I'll bet. Oh, not a lady. A lady in Pinecrest. Hello.
Hello, how are you? Hi, Neil. Hi, George.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you hear me?
You're loud and clear.
Hi, Neil. Hi, George. How are you?
Great.
Here's my opinion, okay? My God is knowledge and truth. And I believe that there are answers out there if you keep asking the questions.
Answers to what?
Answers, any answer, any question that you have, there is an answer.
Like who shot Kennedy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
There's an answer out there.
Right.
You just have to figure
out
it out.
Out there, yeah.
And also about religion.
Yes.
I believe, like, for example, Jesus. I believe there was probably a man named Jesus that did good things.
Jesus.
But, the Catholic Church has made him into almost like a Nike symbol for their company,
mm-hmm.
the corporation.
Like a swish.
Yeah, exactly. So I think things have been distorted. And also, I think there's a little story that people forget about the history of creation that's in the Bible, and it's the story of Adam and Eve. And in the Garden of Eden, there was the tree of knowledge, right?
Mm.
And we weren't supposed to eat from the tree of knowledge.
Mm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what's so wrong about knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
What's
wrong with that pear on the ground?
Sorry?
I said, have a great day. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T wireless line. That's right. Knowledge is bad because as long as you keep them dumb, they'll keep bringing their money and supporting your crap. Even the old Rebbes, thousands of years ago, they understood that. Yeah, the thing about the millennium, I don't want to hear about it again. The discussion is closed on that, okay? It is absolutely. I was getting a splitting headache just listening to that guy, and he almost had me bamboozled there, even though I know that he's wrong. There was no year zero, okay? 1 through 100 is 100 years. Do I have to count every number? 1, 2, unos, dos, tres. Come on, Ricky, sing one now. Come on, uno, dos, tres. 10 before 2 at 560 WQM. If you use